Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. This is Rhonda Byrd sitting with Terry Shin, who's filling in for Chuck Fiebernetz, who is on vacation, which will be joining me Monday when we are back at the Diamond on the River Park, recently named that. A lot of renovations going on down here. New stadium being put in. Unfortunately, it's in progress because the visitor side does not have nowhere to sit. The home side's just being put together while we're sitting here watching it before the game. Upcoming season, great season for the Bears. A lot of high expectations facing a formidable 4A team in T.C. Robertson, always a perennial powerhouse coming out of that conference, and got two big, huge starters coming back in Izzy McQuarrie and Yeager. Yeager was the leading hitter last year at 526. She went out with a torn labrum and had to have it repaired. She's back. She holds her single-season batting record. And then Izzy McQuarrie batted 508 with 36 RBIs and 11 home runs, which currently right now she is tied with Western North Carolina's home run lead at 30 for her career. She just likes one more breaking that record, which her and Mahala Irvin on Pisgah side is back behind the plate. Her senior season, she is a Gardner-Webb recruit. She's already officially signed with Gardner-Webb. She's excited for this, her being her senior season. She comes in batting 466 from last year, 28 RBIs and 11 home runs, and she has 23 career home runs. So Mahala Irvin at one time in the year and Izzy McQuarrie were battling really close for that home run battle, but today we're going to see the two meet out here at the Diamond on the River Park. And Terry Shin, welcome aboard. Glad to have you.
That's the first time I've been down here at the park. It's they've got the field in pretty good shape, considering we had some weather yesterday here in Haywood County.
Didn't know if we was going to get our championship basketball game in last night.
Well, it was, you know what? It was a good night for basketball, and surely the listeners out there have heard that the Sugar Bears are on their way to the regional championship on Saturday.
First time since 1989, folks, and that year was the year that Pisgah won the state championship with the great play of Vicki Inman. I don't know, that's going to bring back some old memories there for a lot of you old fans, but that was the last time the Pisgah Bears have played in the regional finals, Western Regional Finals, and they're going to be in at the UNC Greensboro College Fleming Gymnasium Saturday, 3:30 tip-off. Folks, the Pisgah Nation needs to come out strong for these girls and support them. We need to be heavy in that gym more so than the opponent and show these girls how proud we are of them.
Well, I'll tell you, I was there last night in the Greensboro at the gym, and I was pretty proud. I did a body count at one time and counted about 120 Haywood fans there, and more came in the gym later. How many, what the body count was, I don't know, but it was heartwarming to see how many people traveled so far on a work day.
Yes.
You know, knowing that you're going to get home after midnight, no matter what, and you're facing a team that everybody thought was going to just mop the floor with the Sugar Bears. Wrong. Didn't happen.
That they were going by past precedents. In 2010, Pisgah played Bandies here at the gym in Canton in the third round of the state playoffs, and Bandy beat them 60-58. That was when we had Leah Worley and Bailey Woods, and we just could not get that game in that time. But this year, it seems like in this state playoff run that Pisgah has been beating everybody that has beat them before in the Western Regionals. It's kind of like, okay, we're getting you back this time. And it's been kind of fun for the girls, and they've really – this basketball team's really matured together. They've come together. They started out a little rocky, but oh, as an old coach would say, it's not how you start, it's how you finish.
It's when you peek out, and the Sugar Bears basketball team is doing it at a good time. This is softball here today, of course, but we can't help but flash back to last night's big victory. You know, last week they won over the top seed, which was a Mountain Heritage, the top seed in the section. And then Bandy's with a 28-2 season record. I mean, when you look at the numbers, you're thinking, wow, this team has the potential to really mop the floor with us. But how wrong that was. If anybody had that on the brain, you were putting some bad energy out there, because the best team on the floor won.
Well, Bandy's had that big recruit, and Maggie Story, from she's going to App State. I can see why she was their leading scorer. The girl is good. Taylor Gallion said in her press conference, I also did double duty last night as a beat writer for the Pisgah Bears. I was in the press conference, and we asked Taylor Gallion about how it felt her guarding such a very strong, formidable opponent. And she basically said, you know, she's the best player I've guarded all year by far. She said she surprisingly had a quick first step. And she said, and before I knew it, she was gone. And then if I posted, when she posted me up, she was so strong that she was shooting over me. So she said, I had a really tough time guarding her last night. And it was a battle between her and Taylor Gallion all night.
It was good to see, though. It was a good matchup, I thought. And I thought Taylor stood her ground quite well and did a good job. Yeah, Story got 20-whatever points.
She had 18 points.
Yeah, 18 points, yeah. But
unfortunately, I happen to write the stories. I do remember. I'm cursed with this thing of remembering numbers, and I don't know why. I can remember numbers, Terry, but I can't remember somebody's name, and that's scary.
Yeah, but I remember to get up out of bed this morning, and so I figure it's going to be a good day after that.
Well, it's going to be tough for me today, folks. I've had 2 hours of sleep because I had to turn around and get back up and be at work at 6 this morning. I got in at 2 o'clock in the morning, so it is going to be a tough one for me, so y'all are just going to have to bear with me. I might stumble, I might stammer, and Terry might have to hit me on the shoulder and wake me up, but we're going to get through this somehow or another. But this is going to be an exciting matchup. I have been waiting all year because I already had two scrimmages. They scrimmaged over. They scrimmaged Irwin. Both times, they beat the opponent pretty bad. On the opposite side of the diamond, T.C. Robertson has already played Owen. Owen beat him 18-5, or 16-5, excuse me. So I'm not sure if that is a good sign or a bad sign for Pisgah, because we beat Owen 7-0 in the scrimmage. We're missing four players because four of our starters, well, at least three of them, are on the basketball team. So they will not join the Bears in softball team until the ladies are through playing on the court. So Serena Gooden's going to be a little shorthanded today. We lose Sheridan Presley, our second baseman, starting returning second baseman. You got Ashley Penland that's coming up off the JV team. Taylor Gallion, and a tremendous outfielder with her speed that caused a lot of problems last night on the court. She also causes a lot of problems out here on the field. She's extremely gifted in her speed ability. And so we're missing 3 to 4 players. We're not sure about the fourth and if they're going to play. Serena's still holding out on that, but Coach Goodwin. But this young bunch right here, very talented. A lot of them are coming off the JV team that only lost one game, and that was to Franklin, our biggest opponent. So it's going to be interesting to see how they match up today, and I'm excited. I love softball, love being out in the air and the freshness. We have two pitchers today. I think Serena's decided to start Michaela Tipton in the circle. We also have Callie Kirkendall. So that's coming up off of JVs. We have returners from Mason McCracken. She'll be at first. Like I said, behind the plate will be Mahala Irvin, which we're going to have a problem, folks, today with Michaela and Mahala, and they bat exactly 2 and 3 in order. So a lot of times you'll hear me call her Tip. Tip is her nickname. So if I do that, I'm talking about Michaela Tipton. That is her name. We call her Tip. She'll be batting second. Mahala Irvin will be batting third. Callie Kirkendall will be cleanup. We got Shelby Tomasi batting fifth. Mason McCracken batting sixth and playing first base. Kelsey Alexander batting seventh. We got Lexi Stinnett batting eighth, and Casey Brown batting ninth. Now, folks, I can't tell you what the positions they'll be playing except for the ones I know, they're returners and the pitchers, because Serena Goodwin is notorious about moving them around the first couple of games to find that niche, that lineup she likes.
Well, you find their strength and find where they play the best.
And she, her and Walt Leatherwood, Coach Leatherwood, are good at this. So right now we're going to take a break and come back with our pregame show. We got a lot more to talk about. There's been a lot going on with the Pisgah Nation other than basketball. So we're going to try to get all you Pisgah Nation fans caught up on everything going on at Pisgah High School. Try. I'm going to say try. So we're going to take a break right now. We're going to send it back to Tim in the studios and come back.
American Pawn and Pickers, when we do the picking, go to the grinning. Buying, selling, trading, and loaning money too. You can bring it to us, or we will come to you. Antiques, guns, and guitars, and diamond rings. We will loan you money, or about buy most anything. American Pawn and and pickers. When we do the picking, you'll do the grinning. 11/16, y'all come see us now. You hear?
B. Allen Construction Company is proudly backing the Pisgah Black Bears girls softball team. B. Allen Construction has a history of excellence. Large commercial construction, residential building and remodeling, large jobs or small. B. Allen Construction Company of Candler is happy to provide free estimates, references, and a commitment to doing the job right. For construction, grading too, call 665-8479 for B. Allen Construction.
Ken Wilson Ford has been doing business locally for over 31 years, and they've earned Ford Motor Company's highest honor, the President's Award. Ken Wilson Ford wants to thank all customers for their loyal business and look forward to many more years to come. Customer satisfaction is the goal. Ken Wilson believes in treating people right. The professional staff offers best selection and deals every day without any additional dock fees and processing fees. Ken Wilson Ford in Canton, your number one source in Western North Carolina.
Gonna have to play it by ear right now.
Well, you know, Chuck Fiebernitz usually sits here in his chair, so I thought maybe if I did my best Chuck Fiebernitz impersonation, people wouldn't even know I'm here. I'd be invisible.
I don't know if there's any, there's hopefully, Lord, not another Chuck Fiebernitz in this world.
No, I wouldn't try to be one. Maybe I could sound like one. I don't know.
Yeah, but.
Well, let's talk about the construction just before we get underway here, because they're building new bleachers here at the Diamond on the River, and one set is pretty much complete. In fact, the workers are just putting bolts in holes, literally. As we speak, we're watching them finish off one section of bleachers, and there may be some hammering and clamoring of aluminum, and steel members from the bleachers throughout the broadcast. I don't know. It looks like the workers are kind of finishing things up. But if you hear some noises, it will not be my brain rattling around inside my head.
After last night, it possibly could be both of ours.
Yeah.
But, there's a lot of things going on in the Pisgah Nation. Let's talk to it. May, everybody circle this date on your calendars. Circle it big, red dots, circle. I don't care what you put on it. May 18th, drawdown. That is our one-time fundraiser to get funds for these programs, all athletic programs. It's not football. I don't want anybody to get the misperception that it's just for the football team. It is for the softball, the basketball, the volleyball. It's for all athletic programs. If you don't know anything about it, come to a ball game, grab a coach if you see one. They're $100 a ticket. You get two steak dinners, and you have an opportunity to win $5,000. Odds are 1 in 300. Hey, folks, that's better than what you get at Harris Casino.
Certainly better than you get in the state lottery.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
so,
yeah.
But all the money goes to these kids, and this is what it's about, folks. I live in Asheville, and I know for a fact that if you play an athletic sport in Buncombe County, your kids have to pay a fuel fee for them to use the buses. So, and I know that sounds crazy, but a lot of families cannot afford for their kids to pay that fee to be able to play. So Pisgah does this drawdown. We raise every year between $30,000 to $40,000. It keeps the parents from having to fundraise for the selling magazines or candy bars or whatever they have to sell. They don't have to work the concession stands unless they want to volunteer. They can actually sit and watch their child play the game. And so this is something that I know a lot of people, that these younger kids coming up, don't know about. And it's time for us to get involved. So get your ticket. Come on and have a good night. It's on a Saturday night. We have loads of fun. Chuck Fiebernitz is the MC. So he keeps us laying and dying in stitches. So and it's a great steak, and it's a lot of fun. And auction off a lot of autographed memorabilia, so, and that's what helps a lot too. But then this past fall, if somebody was living under a rock, we did hire a new football coach.
Really?
Yeah. Was you living under that rock?
No, I was not.
And his name is Coach Brett Chappell. If you hadn't seen him running around town with his wife and his two beautiful kids, welcome him to Haywood County, folks. Shake his hand, give him a big hug, tell him welcome to the Pisgah Nation. He's got a big, huge following. And, folks, he was at the ball game last night. I've seen him sitting there.
Oh, yeah?
He is with his wife and his two little kids, and his little girl had on a red shirt and her black shirt, and she's ready to be a sugar bear.
Put that red Pisgah red shirt with a big black Pisgah P on there, and you're good to go.
So that's happened this offseason. We did hire a football coach. A lot of excitement in the town about this new motivation. He's young. He's enthusiastic. I think he's bringing a lot of stuff to the kids, and so that's happening. And one of his reasons of picking Pisgah, when I did the press conference, and I was very impressed with him, he said one of the reasons he wanted to come to Pisgah was two reasons. One, the fan base, the following that the Pisgah Nation has across the state. He said there's not a game that you don't go to anywhere that there's not a lot of fans from Pisgah. And he said second was the program. He said it's not just football at Pisgah. It's basketball, it's wrestling, it's golf, it's everything that we're competing in the playoffs every year, year in and year out. And he says you don't have that in every high school.
No, you don't. And, you know, Pisgah has been known for many years as a football school. Well, now they're a basketball school. And, don't forget wrestling. How many times have we had state champs, in the different divisions in wrestling?
Well,
and softball.
State champion in 2010 or 2011.
So instead of just being a single sport school, as a lot of schools have a reputation for,
mm-hmm.
you know, like Reynolds for football and things mm-hmm. like that over in neighboring Buncombe mm-hmm. County, but Pisgah is no longer a football or a wrestling powerhouse. They run the gamut with all the sports It's an exciting place to go to school as far as athletics go.
I know of a gentleman that transferred and moved to Canton, or to Bethel, actually. I'm not going to name his name, from Asheville because of the coaches that we have here in Canton. His son was in the south part of Buncombe County, so he went to the team we're playing today. And he said that he was impressed with our wrestling coach. His son's a wrestler. Of how well our program was, that he was so impressed that he wanted to transfer his kid over here so he could be under our coach. Now, that's, folks, that's a compliment right there and shows you what level our AD, David Presley, is. We're hiring coaches that are, what can I say? You know, volleyball. We had a new volleyball coach, and Jenny Reynolds come back in the year after Cindy Blankenship left, and she's in the playoffs. First year. Cindy Blankenship said, I hired who I thought would be a step up from me to replace me. I didn't want to put just somebody in there. She said, I want to put somebody with experience back in my place. And Jenny Reynolds was a step up. And so that's what we're doing. We're hiring coaches that are stepping up to that next level. We want to make Pisgah a name that when you say it through the state, that you sit there and say, oh, Lord, we got to play Pisgah.
Yeah.
The intimidation factor is what we want. And that's why I said the Pisgah Nation needs to come out strong Saturday because we're going to have to play Thomasville. Thomasville's not far from where we're going to be. So they have no excuse not having a big fan base there. We, on the other hand, have to travel 3 hours to get there.
Yeah, someday I want to talk to someone about why the Western playoffs are in the central part of the state.
You wanted to ask that question, and yeah. Chuck Fiebernetz has already asked that question, and I'm going to give you the answer of what the North Carolina High School Association president told us.
And he said, or she said.
It was a he. Chuck Fiebernetz asked this gentleman, why the Western Regionals have to be held in the center of the state. And his comment was, folks, and I am not lying to you, that it's easier for us to travel down the mountain than it is for them to travel up the mountain. That was his answer. Chuck Fiebernetz looked at him like he was crazy. And, of course, he is.
Well, I don't know if he's crazy, but that's certainly a wacky comment.
We have excellent facilities. Now, I'm not putting anything against UNCG's facilities last night. They were superb.
Yeah, they were nice.
What is wrong with the new Kimball Arena at UNCA? what is wrong with the Ramsey Center at Western North Carolina University?
It's west of Hickory.
Exactly. What is wrong with Hickory?
You know, that's like the, and folks in Raleigh think the state ends about Hickory or so.
Well, that's, you know, my husband used to work for WLOS, and he always asked one governor one time, and I don't remember which one it was. He said, does North Carolina end at Old Fort? Because you never come up to the mountains.
Mm-hmm.
They don't. I mean, they never come up here. And it's the same way with the North Carolina High School Association. They don't come to the mountains. But they get more money from the mountain schools as far as the gate proceeds, because the people up here follow their kids. They support them. They back them. You go to the eastern part of the state, there's hardly anybody in the stands. So the North Carolina High School Association is making a killing up here with Madison and Franklin and Tuscola and Pisgah. I mean, go to the Pisgah-Tuscola game, for instance. Do you think it's been voted the number one rivalry in the state? It was fifth best in the South region. Do you think that the state is getting money out the wazoo from that, just that one game? They're not going to get that down the eastern part of the state. So what they're, you know, that makes no sense. It's like we're giving them all the money, but they want to put their hand up to us, say, talk to the paw, you know, or talk to the hand. I mean, we're nothing to them. We're in the mountains. We're a bunch of hillbillies, basically, and they could care less. So we're the ones that have to travel.
Well, I'm not sure how to get out of that cycle. I'm not sure how to get out of that.
Maybe, you know, we ought to start campaigning, complaining, putting it on social media. It seems to be the social media network is where that everybody jumps on and it starts getting the squeaky wheels get greased. So maybe we need to start jumping on that.
Well, there you go, folks. Now you know what to do if you tweeters out there, Facebook people, go for it.
And oh, by the way, if you want to listen to us on the line, you go to WPTLradio.net. Click on the live stream, and you can hear Pisgah softball all year. Well, we got 13 games, folks. So you can hear us for 13 games until the conference and maybe to the state championship again, because I honestly think this team here has a chance to make it there again. But it's either going to have to go through Canton or through Madison.
One or the other.
That's the way I see it rolling down in the 2A part this year.
Yeah.
And I think that both of the programs are still strong, and that will be a heck of a battle.
That's going to be a good matchup. It was a good matchup last year, and it's probably going to be a repeat performance this year.
It went down to the last couple innings, and Allie Leak is a excellent pitcher. But this team here, it looks like Callie Kirkendall is going to be playing shortstop. Shelby Tomasi is a third baseman, and I'm going to tell you this right now. In the few games I got to watch, Shelby Tomasi is a sophomore. That kid is the most athletic third baseman I've ever seen. She has the work ethic that you would love to teach kids. And you say, well, my kid won't get up and do weights or get up and do this on the weekends or nothing else. That kid has a personal batting cage in the basement.
Oh.
Her daddy takes film session of her batting. If she looks at it and she sees something wrong, she will go down to the basement and she'll work on it and work on it and work on it until she gets it right. That right there, kid, that is like the Tim Tebow of the female side of sports.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't teach that kind of work ethic. It has to be internal. It has to come from within to better yourself.
Yeah, you got to be born with something like that. Although, you know, parents and tutors, mentors can influence a little bit, but you almost have to be born with something like that, I think.
And it looks like our second baseman placing Sheridan Presley until she gets here is going to be Lexi Stinnett. At first base will be Mason McCracken, and she will probably play, switch with Lexi or Alex Latrinko. In outfield, it looks like we got, folks, I'm having to really look hard at these numbers. We got Casey Brown in center. We got, these are new faces, folks, and I am trying to figure out who we got where. We got number 9 in left field. That's going to be Kelsey Alexander. And over in the right field, we're going to have looks like Nadia Hudson. Now, folks, I know that name sounds familiar. When Pisgah won the state championship, the right fielder was Hannah Hudson.
Oh.
This is Hannah Hudson's little sister. A matter of fact, all three of the girls played. There was Hannah, Gabby, and now Nadia. But Gabby didn't return last year nor this year, so now we've got Nadia coming up to play outfield. And she's coming off a stellar JV. She had an 800 on-base percentage. And, folks, I'll have more stats for you next week. It's getting the first game started. You know, I'm having to do basketball and this, and I just really hadn't had the time to sit down and get everything together for us. So, but next week we'll have everything, and Monday we'll have everything ready to rock and roll. But, Cherry, it looks like the two teams are through with their warm-ups. The coaches are going to meet at the plate with the umpires, and we're fixing to get ready to rock and roll.
Well, should we go back to the station for a short break?
Yes, let's go to the station for a short break. We'll go to Tim, and we'll take a short break, and we'll be back with the first pitch of the game.
American Pawn and Pickers, and we do the picking. Go to the grinning. Buying, selling, trading, and loaning money, too. You can bring it to us, or we will come to you. Antiques, guns, and guitars, and diamond rings. We will loan you money, or about buy most anything. American Pawn and Pickers, when we do the picking. We'll do the grinning, 1116 Baton Avenue. Y'all come see us now, you hear?
I'm Rachel, member of Champion Credit Union. I want to be part of a credit union that serves its community. A credit union that in just 1 year gave over $100,000 to schools, youth programs, and other community projects. Someday, my daughters may be student athletes, and I can say that my credit union helps them succeed.
I'm Jake Robinson, project manager with Champion Credit Union. We let our members tell our story because our members are who we are.
Federally insured by NCUA.
AM 920 is WPTL. Canton.
This is Rhonda Byrd with Terry Shin back at the ballpark down on the river. They call it the Diamond on the River Park. Beautiful day, Terry. It's a little chilly, though.
Yeah, a little breeze down here along the Pigeon, and it makes for a wind chill of something cooler than what the bright, clear sky and sunshine looks like. But it's a really a good day for softball, really is.
It is. I know a lot of fans are getting excited about the start of softball. We're getting ready. The coaches are at the plate right now, shaking hands with umps, and we're about ready to get started. T.C. Robertson did not give us a lineup. So, folks, we're going to have to do this off the cuff, and you're going to have to excuse us.
We'll send a runner over there someplace.
We'll get somebody to go get us a lineup from T.C. Robertson. Oh, wait a minute.
We talked about construction earlier, folks, that you might hear some banging and binging, and I don't think you're going to hear that because the construction crew has left the scene. However, if you come down to the Diamond on the River, the parking space has been blocked off. It's been cordoned off. You're not be able to park in your usual places. You're going to have to park up at the high school or over in the field by the football stadium. One or the other. You're not going to be able to park right at the Diamond. You'll be flagged away if you try to park down here. So that's because of the construction in progress. So it's not much of a walk. Probably a half of a block you'll have to walk from the grassy football field or the high school parking lot to get down to the Diamond on the River. So just so you know about the little parking change, and perhaps by next week you'll be able to park in the usual place. I didn't get word on when that new the new bleachers will be installed, but I have a feeling they'll put them together in the next day or two.
Well, this was done today. So that's a pretty impressive job in one day. So, like I said, the visitor side isn't done yet. So, folks, you better have brought you a chair if you're a visitor from T.C. Robertson, or you'll be standing. And that's, I know that's not, they're used to having seats, and we apologize for that. But, you know, they said those bleachers were so old they were a safety hazard. And I can understand that. We got this ballpark from the city of Canton, and slowly but surely Pisgah has been upgrading this park ever since we acquired it from the city. So, you know, you got to do things one at a time. We don't have a lot of money. So the field was the first issue, then the fence, and then now the PA system. I mean, it's been little things at a time each year. So
was the mesh around the field last year, around the outfield?
Yes.
Was it?
Okay. Yes. And the covered batting cages now, that is really a, you know, the girls can come and practice their pitching and batting now and not getting in there wet. And that's a big addition right there. That helps a lot. So we're ready to start. Pisgah's going to take the field. So we got Mahala Irvin behind the plate, and you got Michaela Tipton. Let's just say Tip, because we're going to have a hard time with that in the circle. And we're about ready to get this thing going. So we're just waiting on a few warm-up tosses. I'm curious to see how Michaela does. Last year she got hammered in the middle of the season in one game, and it really ruined her confidence. She struggled the rest of the year, and she got to the point where she didn't want to pitch. She spent all summer long, her and Callie Kirkendall, with a private pitching coach working on their pitches. They decided to take it to the next level. Here we go, taking it to the next level. One day I was going to a basketball game up here. It was freezing cold in February. And guess who I seen out here in the circle pitching to her father with earmuffs on, bundled up. It was Michaela Tipton. Now, folks, that's dedication. Anybody wants to get out in that cold of weather and try to pitch and try to make herself better, that's dedication. So I'm really curious to see how well she does in the circle today. She had LASIK eye surgery in November, and she was hoping to be playing with no glasses and no contacts, but something went wrong and she's having to wear glasses. So you will see her wearing a guarded face mask, and that's just to protect her glasses. And that's something she's never played with, so let's see if she gets used to that. So starting off for T.C. Robertson's number 10, folks, we'll get you a lineup.
Did we ever not get a lineup? Let me see if I can dig one up.
Okay,
here.
And I will call play-by-play. And Michaela Hipton gets a sign from Mahala Irvin. First pitch, low and outside. Ball one. She gets her sign from Irvin. It's a bunt down to the third baseman. Shelby Tomasi picks it up, and she's not in time to the first baseman. So we have one on. Beautiful bunt. She laid it down the third baseline. Shelby Tomasi got right on it, but the number 10, we'll get her name here in a minute, was fast, and she beat the throw out. So up to bat now is number 2. Michaela Tipton's on the mound getting the sign. Ball 1, low. Michaela Tipton, or Mahala Irvin behind the plate, is a strategist. She will figure you out. Next pitch is high and inside. Look like a rise ball. 0-2's a count. 2-0. Excuse me. I'm getting backwards. Tipton's next pitch is low and outside. 3-0. So we do not need to put two on base. We need to let this in hit. Let your defense do the work for you. Right there, strike down the middle. Beautiful pitch by Tip. So we got a count of 3 balls, 1 strike. She gets her sign from Irvin. And, ooh, whoa. Folks, that was a late call. The ump called it a strike. It was a rise ball. So so we got a full count now. So the hitter's got to be on. So Mahala Irvin's wait. She gives Tip her sign. Tip swing up. Right back to Tip. She throws it to second and over to first. Try to get the double play, but not in time. So we get the lead runner out. We got one out in the inning. Great play by Tip. She was ready for the ball. It come right back to her. She turns right around, gets the lead runner out. That's what you want to do in any form of sport, is softball or baseball, is get your lead runner out. Now up to bat is Izzy. I think this is Izzy McQuarrie. First pitch from Tip is right down the middle. So, great way to start it off. You don't want to get behind. You don't want to get behind the hitter. So, her next pitch is down and away. to Macquarie. That's who I thought it was. She's a tall, lanky girl going to Chattanooga State. She's a good hitter, so you don't want to give her anything in her wheelhouse. Tips next pitch. Ooh, Mahala tried to frame that on the inside. Not there. So got two balls, one strike, and one out. And we got Yeagers on first. Next pitch is a hit to third. Ooh, they got her at second. Lexi Stinnett took a little cleek to the leg there on the slide.
Yeah, kind of buckled her leg a little bit there, but she snapped out of it. Not injured or anything, but.
That's been two great catches by Shelby Tomasi to try to get a double play going. But we got two outs now, and Drake is at the bat, and Tipton's first pitch was right at the knees.
Right at the knee and right over.
Yep, stood there and watched it for first strike. Get ahead of your hitters, that's the key part. That next pitch was low and away. Looked like maybe a curveball that went too far in.
Well, if we slid our broadcast table over just a little bit, we could see those pitches.
Yeah, it's a little bit hard where we're at. There's next pitch. It's a foul ball. Shelby Tomasi shags it before it gets to the third base coach of T.C. Robertson. So Tip's waiting on her sign for Irvin. Irvin's waiting for the batter to get back in the box. 1-2 count, two outs, runner on first. Next pitch was a changeup, folks, and I mean it died at the plate. So it was too low, so two balls, two strikes, two outs, and Easy McQuarrie on first right now. Drake is taking some good hacks at these balls. Her next pitch was right belt high, and she took a good whack at it towards Serena Goodwin. But it was foul, so we're still at 2-2 and 2. No scoring for top of the first. Next pitch was outside, and Mahala Irvin jumped up and slung it down to first to try to get Izzy McQuarrie napping.
But yeah, McQuarrie had to kind of dive back at the bag, too.
You have to watch Mahala Irvin. She's quick, quick as a cat. Next pitch, high and away. She walks Drake. So that puts runners at first and second, two outs. Mahala Irvin is kind of a unique catcher. She don't use knee savers. Now watch her when she squats. She is in a full squat. She don't rest on her knee, on the back of her legs or nothing. She's an actual full squat.
I had knees like that once. I think it was back in the 70s. That's a long time ago. Smith is up to bat right now.
Mahala Irvin's DCR. First pitch was right. I mean, Tipton's first pitch was right down the center, strike one. A little high on the second pitch. And inside, she had to duck away from that one. So we got a 1-1 count. Runners at first and second. Top of the first. No score. Tips next pitch. Ooh, she got her with a drop ball. It dropped right at the plate. She swung at nothing but air. So she's ahead in count. 1-2, two outs. Runners on first and second. Tips next pitch. A changeup. Beautiful. She's got it. She throws it to first for a easy out.
Say, throw to first was a little high. Who's on first for us? Who was that? Not Stennett. She's on second.
That was second baseman covering the
second baseman. Okay,
covering first on the bunt.
So it was Stennett then.
Yeah, it was Lexi Stennett. Mason McCracken's your first baseman. So that's the end of the top of the first. No score. T.C. Robertson leaves two runners stranded. So now Pisgah comes up to bat, and starting off, the lineup will be Nadia Hudson, who has an on-base percentage of over 800. This kid is quick as grease lightning, as my grandma used to say, can get on base, and she can cause some havoc when she gets there. And then she'll be followed up by Michaela Tipton, the pitcher, which really worked hard on her batting last year, and she had over a 400 batting average. And she was in one of the Thumper crews there for a while. We called it Thumper Row with Logan Tipton, Mahala Irvin, that set that home run record last year, the single season home run record for 40 for the Western North Carolina. So Serena told me beginning of the year, we don't have the The dynamics of the team has changed since we no longer have Logan Matthews. So it's kind of interesting to see, but I think the team's going to be more athletic. We might not be the home run team that we were last year, but we might be more of a hitting team.
We'll take them a base at a time.
Whatever it takes.
The Black Bears, number six, Nadia Hudson.
So leading off for the Black Bears is Nadia Hudson, and pitching for T.C. Robertson is?
Butcher, it looks like.
Butcher,
it looks like.
First pitch, high and outside, call strike.
Dillingham behind home plate for TCR.
So we'll after the next pitch.
That one's way outside.
Way outside. We'll try to get you the lineup on the outfield. McQuarrie's at third. Playing shortstop is Matthews. And playing first base is Drake. And playing second base for your T.C. Robertson Rams is McQuarrie. Now, I wonder if that's the sister of the...
Yeah, one of them was I and one was A. So I don't know if it's,
Izzy's the one that's the hitter, so that's the one we have to worry about. The I one's the one we have to worry about. The next pitch to Nadia is outside, so the count's now 2 balls, 2 strikes, no outs. In your outfield, in left field's number 7. Next pitch is high and a strikeout. Number 7, Roberts, is your right fielder. Your center fielder is number 2, Yeager. And your right fielder is number 9, and that is Wood. So that's your lineup defensively for the T.C. Robertson Rams. Michaela Tipton in the back, 1 out. Bottom of the first, no score. Ooh, changeup. Evidently, this umpire likes it high. I've never seen them call strikes that high. And I've been doing this for 2 years.
That might have been in his strike zone. But
might have been. And that one's a strike. Is outside. A questionable call. Pisgah fans wondering if that wasn't over the white line, but we'll just have to wait and see. Third pitch to Tip is a little soft looper to first base. Drake catches it, and 2 out.
Now batting number 7, Mahala Irvin.
And here comes Mahala Irvin to the plate. She's a tremendous hitter, 466 last year, 11 home runs, 23 for her career, and 28 RBIs. Gardner Webb is lucky to have a good girl like that. Very patient at the plate, too.
Yeah, she looked that one over. It was outside, and she didn't go for that.
She's waiting on the next pitch. Oh, high and outside. So his strike zone is very outside and high. If you can lean over, Terry, you could probably see if it's on that white line there when next team comes through.
Did he call a strike on that?
Yes, he did. It's 1-1.
Well, that was way outside.
He called a strike on that one,
well,
too.
That looked right down the money.
Yeah, that one was a better pitch than the last one. That one was on the inside, and it looked like it was a curveball. So it's 1 ball, 2 strikes, 2 out. Nobody on. No score. Next pitch.
That looked outside.
That looked outside. He let that one go. So Butcher's waiting for a sign. She's on the mound. You know their hands have to be cold in this kind of temperature to be pitching. Next pitch, outside, and then strike 3. So that was...
We're going to move our chairs over because that looked like it was a foot outside.
I know. That's what I was saying. So we're going to take a break. Bottom of the... We're going to be back to the top of the second. No score. And we'll be back in a few minutes.
Ken Wilson Ford has been doing business locally for over 31 years, and they've earned Ford Motor Company's highest honor, the President's Award. Ken Wilson Ford wants to thank all customers for their loyal business and look forward to many more years to come. Customer satisfaction is the goal. Ken Wilson believes in treating people right. The professional staff offers best selection and deals every day without any additional dock fees and processing fees. Ken Wilson Ford in Canton, your number one source in Western North Carolina.
Your knees and hips are special. And if they need to be replaced, there's a special program created just for total joint replacement at Midwest Haywood. A team of exceptional surgeons, nurses, and therapists provide education and therapy just for you, before and after your surgery. At Midwest Haywood, your total joint replacement is not just a surgery, it's a relationship. Connect with the Midwest Haywood Joint Replacement Program to see if joint replacement is right for you. Call 452-8775 for more information.
This is Rhonda Byrd, Terry Shin, back at the ballpark here down on the River Park at Diamond in the Park. I've got to get used to this. Diamond in the Park. Diamond on the River Park. I got to get used to saying that, folks. It's going to be a tongue-tanger. We're at the top of the second. No score. Robertson coming up to bat. Leading off for Robertson will be Matt. I think it's nine. So that's going to be Wood, your right fielder. She's going to be leading off the top of the second.
Yeah, the diamond on the river. Well, I guess it was, with the old bleachers, it was diamond in the rough.
Yeah.
But with the new bleachers, it's just diamond on the river.
There's a lot of changes going on down here. They want to build a new press box, which would be nice, so they could put the radio inside. That way it would be nice. We wouldn't probably be out here freezing today.
Oh, yeah, with the heater. And,
yeah.
A little soft drink dispenser and hot pizza.
You know Roy Williams. I don't know if you're a big Carolina fan, but he has a little refrigerator full of Coca-Cola products. He's a big Coke man. So we could have that. I mean,
yeah. For another station years ago, I used to do college ball, and they treat the press a lot differently.
Yeah, they do, yeah. Folks. Last night we had a. Media set up, so it was really nice last night. Tipton in the mound, first pitch was a ball in the circle. Next pitch is right to the second baseman, Callie Kirkendall, who throws it to first to Mason McCracken, and she's out. Good throw by Callie Kirkendall, another sophomore. So this team's young, really young out here.
Yeah, she pegged it to the first baseman.
Yeah. Her and Shelby Tomasi have good arms from that position over there to get the quick runners. So now at the bat is Roberts. We got one out. Top of the second. She's flowed. This one's popped up behind us. And since there's no cars parked back here, we don't have to worry about no windshields.
Yeah, if you come today, folks, you're going to have to park in the grassy field over toward the football stadium or back at the high school parking lot. Construction underway, and this ball goes behind the batter. Kind of a wild pitch here, and the batter will take first base.
I think he called it hitter. It was a hit batsman, so she's on by hit.
Now batting number 14,
so
Matthews.
Now batting's number 14, Matthews. Got one on, one out, top of the second, no score. Tip gets her call. She tries to bunt, and it's a strike. She barely tipped that ball, right?
Yeah, the ball was outside by a lot, and she had to really reach out for the attempted bunt there.
Tip gets her pitch, wind up, right in, strike two. Mahala Irvin's good at framing the pitches. She needs to be a politician. She's going to school to be a doctor, but I think she needs to be a politician. Next pitch, right over the head of Casey Brown in left field. This will advance the runner at first to third. So good, solid hit by Matthews to right field.
Now
we have runners at second and third, one out. It's the first time anybody's getting good contact on tip today.
Yeah, it was a good solid hit.
Right down in her wheelhouse, right down at the knees. So now up to bat is Dillingham.
Hitting left-handed, at least.
That's what she's showing us right now.
Yeah.
You got a lot in softball that will start one way and then go to another side. And it just confuses me. I'm sitting here going, man. But they can do that in softball, folks. So they can do it. It's not like baseball. Tips get her sign. There's her pitch. Inside and low. Ball one. Got one ball. One out, two on, second and third, no score, top of the second. Ooh, nice cut, but she missed it. Strike one. Field looks like it's in pretty good shape considering all the snow rain we've had. Oh, a bunt, laid down on third baseline, and it rolls foul. So we have one ball, two strikes, one out. Runners on second and third. Really need to get this one out to keep any runs from coming in. Tips next pitch in the dirt outside. Ball two.
She keeps the ball low where the batter has to cut up, and with a fly ball, maybe we can get a fly ball and get an out here.
And that ball was outside and in the dirt also. She's there's three balls and
nobody for the Rams, number 10, McCurry.
Well, we have a confusion here with the referees. The young lady went running down to the dugout. Matt Dillingham went running down the dugout like she had struck out or was or something. And
I think she was taking the first base, thought it was a full count there last time.
But we do have a full count now. So we got a foul ball. So she's still hanging in there. She's battling. So we have a full count. One out. Runners on second and third. No score. Top of the second. Tip got her sign from Urban. Wind up. Ooh, that pitch right in there. Strike her out. Well, that's better than a hit.
Yeah. So we'll take an out over a hit.
Yeah.
Runner still on second and third, so. Runners threatening as number 10, McCurry, the other McCurry, steps up.
So we got runners in scoring position, two out. Tip gets her sign, right back to her. Easy throw to first to Mason McCracken, and that's your third and final out. So in the middle of the second, no score. Pisgah will be coming up to bat. And, Terry, that's... You know, at times Tipton struggled with her control, but when she needs to get the out, she pitches and either gets a ground ball or a strikeout. And it's, you know, that's what, four runners now that T.C. Robertson's left on base? That could come back to haunt them. And you can't keep leaving runners in scoring position and try to win a game. So now we got to... Butcher in the circle, and she will be batting to Callie Kirkendall, who will be leading off for the Black Bears, followed by Shelby Tomasi and Mason McCracken in that order. So Callie Kirkendall, if that name sounds familiar, is the granddaughter of Walt Leatherwood. So, very good softball genes there, because Walt Leatherwood's a good coach. Been coaching softball, been coaching her, especially their travel team, for a long time. So we're going to get Callie Kirkendall to come in here and lead off. Maybe we can get some runs going. Pisgah has a new shirt this year, folks, and if you got to see it, it says, "Being part of a champion is acting like a champion." I love that. That is so true. Pitch from Butcher. Callie Kirkendall takes a big swing. She pops it straight up in the air behind us. Strike one. Good cut on the ball. Butcher is getting her sign from her catcher. Next pitch. High and outside. One ball, one strike. Nobody out. We need to get something going here. Oh, great hit by Callie Kirkendall over the head of Robert. Looks like she's going to get in for a double. It was just hit right over Robert's head there in left field. It looked like Robert's lost it maybe in the sun.
Yeah, it could be because she's looking right into the big fire in the sky.
Which we haven't seen much this winter. Seems like all we're getting is rain and snow and ice and all the above. Shelby Tomasi's up to bat now. Butcher's first pitch.
Yeah.
Outside.
I live just across the county line over in Madison, you know, and I left home this morning with about 6 inches of snow and 2 foot drifts in the driveway.
Yeah, some areas got a lot of snow from this last burst.
It's kind of a winter wonderland when I left this morning.
The catcher for Dillingham for T.C. Robertson trying to frame that next pitch up. It's a ball. So we have one ball, one strike, no out, runner at second, Callie Kirkendall. Butcher's next pitch, right to the second baseman. She looks at third. She can't get the runner, and Shelby Tomasi's out at first, but she advances a runner. You know, hitting advance, it's just as good as hitting a home run, getting a runner over in scoring position. So we got Callie Kirkendall at third in scoring position, one out, and you got Mason McCracken coming up to bat. That was a great play by their second baseman, McQuarrie. She just flipped it over to Drake, an easy out. Mason McCracken up. Butcher's waiting on her sign. She's pitch, low and outside, ball one. Butcher's waiting on her sign, her next pitch. She's in a windup, pitch, outside, fastball, strike. I swear, Terry, it looks like it's outside from where we're staying, but we're not behind the plate, so we can't.
We were off. We're skewed to one side a little bit, but that sure looked outside.
Next pitch, high, and they try to throw it down to third to catch Callie napping. Oh, Callie was trying to get up off the ground, and the third baseman threw it past her pitcher, and everybody's hollering go, and Callie's still laying on the ground. Mason McCracken steps back in the batter's box. She's waiting on the Butcher pitch outside. Ball three. 3-1 count. Mason McCracken's another one. It's very, she waits for her pitch. She's very, she's like Mahala Irvin. She's very patient at the plate. Next pitch. Ooh. She got her on a changeup or a drop ball.
Yes. Fast cut, but a miss and a swing.
Three balls, two strikes, full count, one out. Runner at third, Callie Kirkendall. The first chance that we've had to put some points on the board, and she walks her. That's a big walk right there.
Now batting for the 137-9, Kelsey Alexander.
You know, I think Butcher, the pitcher, has figured that this ref likes to call strikes even when they're a little bit on the outside, and just about all of her pitches are right there.
They are. These are two good pitchers here. I'm enjoying this battle. There's Butcher's next pitch to Kelsey Alexander. Folks, when I get going in the season, I'll know these kids like the back of my hand, but right now we've got such new kids coming up, and I'm having to figure out. We're having a meeting in the circle. I don't know if there's something wrong with the pitcher or if she's hurt herself or if the coach just wants to go out there and try to calm her down.
Well, she is holding her right wrist, but I'm not sure there's an injury or not. Maybe she's trying to warm her hands up because the temperature is dropping.
Oh, fast, too. So, you know, that's one of the things that playing these early in the year games, and I know the state wants to get them going early, but, folks, I tell you, it's cold, and coming off this river right here, it gets really cold.
Yeah, but the weather looks good for next week. We got springtime coming to Canton.
Get out the shorts, Bermuda shorts, folks.
Well, no, that's a visual you don't need.
No.
So you don't need to see me in Bermuda shorts.
We don't want to see Chuck Fiebernets in them either.
Oh, heck no.
Next pitch from Butcher. She looks to third. She throws out Lexi Stennett. Oh, they've got Callie Kirkendall trapped on the third base. And, oh, she dives in and gets... I thought they had her trapped there. She dove in between the legs of the third baseman, and it was safe.
Number 10, Lexi Stennett.
I mean, folks, she was halfway down the line, and it looked like she was out.
Yeah, I thought, okay, this is not going to be pretty here. But a diving slide and a tag at the bag, and she's safe.
So Lexi Stennett's up to bat now. We have two outs. Runners at second and third now in scoring position. Butcher's first pitch. Ooh, high pop ball to shortstop. Easy out. So that ends the inning. So here we are at the top of the third. Come back at the top of the third. No score. And we'll be back after these messages.
American Pawn and Pickers, and we do the picking. You do the grinning. Buying, selling, trading, and loaning money too. You can bring it to us, or we will come to you. Antiques, guns, and guitars, and diamond rings. We will loan you money, or buy most anything. American Pawn and Pickers, when we do the picking. You'll do the grinning. 1116 Baton Avenue. Y'all come see us now, you hear?
I'm Rachel, member of Champion Credit Union. I want to be part of a credit union that serves its community. A credit union that in just 1 year gave over $100,000 to schools, youth programs, and other community projects. Someday, my daughters may be student athletes, and I can say that my credit union helps them succeed.
I'm Jake Robinson, project manager with Champion Credit Union. We let our members tell our story because our members are who we are.
Federally insured by NCUA.
Ballpark. Top of the third, the score 0-0. Rams have got a hit to right field with Yeager on first base and Easy McQuarrie into play. We have one ball, two strikes. Michaela Tipton is pitching a gem so far, but she has tendency to lose control of their control. Next pitch to McQuarrie. She hits it solid to the gap in right field. It's picked up and thrown back to third to Shelby Tomasi. And runners advance to second, third. So it's a huge double right there by Izzy McQuarrie. She's a great hitter. She just nailed that ball liner right in the gap. So the ball was picked up by Lexi Stinnett. No, excuse me, Kelsey Long, and throw to third, and it held the runners from scoring. Now up to bat, nobody out, and runners on second and third is Drake. Tipton's first pitch is low. Ball one, top of the third, no score, no outs, runners on second and third. Oh, she hits a huge one. That could be gone, and it is. That was a heartbreaker. That went over the right field fence. Kind of like Caitlin Hanna when she used to hit them in the river. So, left field fence, folks. So that quickly puts T.C. Robertson on the board 3-0. That was a huge home run by Drake. That really hurts. And we have a meeting in the circle right now. I don't know if Tipton got messed up on the sign. She acted like she did because she kind of looked at Irvin like it was wrong pitch. So maybe we need to have a meeting and figure out what signs are what. So now the bat's Smith, designated hitter, and that pitch is in the dirt and through the legs of Mahala Irvin. So she advances to first on a wild pitch.
Nobody, number nine, Wood.
Tipton needs just to calm down. She don't look like she's upset or anything. It's like she's having a hard time seeing Tipton with the sun glaring in her eyes. She's putting shade in it right now. But up to bat now is Wood. We still have nobody out, and the score's 3-0, T.C. Robertson, so... And a runner on first, which is Smith, the designated hitter. So your right fielder Woods up to bat right now. Tipton's getting her sign from Irvin. She's waiting on the batter to get in the box. And here's her pitch. First pitch is low and in the dirt. Good stop by Irvin. She kept the runner from advancing to second. So we have one ball. No strikes, no outs, and 3 runs already scored in this inning on a huge home run by Drake. And there's another hit right up the middle. A single right between the...
Now batting for the Rams, number 7, Roberts.
Pitcher and the shortstop. So we got runners on first and second. Wood and Smith. Drake's already delivered a huge 3-run home run over the left field fence, so it's 3-0. No outs. We got to get out of this. Now we got Roberts up the bat, left fielder. Tip's first pitch was swung at, and it fouled back over behind the press box. She's waiting on the ball. So Irvin's back down. She's waiting on the batter. She gives her sign. Tips in her windup. There's her pitch. Down and inside again. Like you said earlier, everything's down and inside, Terry.
Mm-hmm.
And this ump evidently likes them high.
Yeah, he does. And outside.
That one was high. Callie's hollering, she's got it. She's got it. And she does, behind the third baseman. Great job. So, good signaling. I mean, she hollered it loud enough that I could hear it with headphones on.
Huh? Yeah, I could hear it, too.
And that makes, you know, communication's the key to any sport, even in basketball, football, everything. You make your teammates know. Now up to bats, number 14, Matthews. First pitch is low, inside. We have one out. Runner still on first and second. Runners did not advance. And 3 runs on the board for T.C. Robertson by the Drake home run. Next pitch. Evidently it was inside and not high enough, maybe. So Tips back in the circle. We got 2 balls, no strikes, 1 out. Next hit. Oh, Callie Kirkendall. If she'd have been 3 inches taller, she might have got it. It was right over her glove.
Just over her head.
Now the bases are loaded. One out. Nice little single over the shortstop's head. I mean, and she tried. So, Dillingham's up to bat now. Just kind of wondering how long Serena Goodwin's going to go with her before she switches over to Callie Kirkendall. Yeah, she does have 2. So, and it's good to get them both into a game like this early in the season. So Tip's first pitch is low and outside. I don't know if she's having problems seeing the signs from Irvin because she's having to shade her eyes. Next pitch. That one's right belt high, and she fouls it back over in the...
into the batting cage. Mm-hmm. I guess in the dugout about.
Yeah, it's in the dugout over there.
It's the catcher Dillingham up at the plate right now to bat.
Lefty. First lefty they've thrown at us. So there's a good hit to the shortstop, Callie Kerndahl. She throws home and gets her. So they do not score. That's smart play by Callie Kerndahl, knowing that the runner at home, she need to get that run at home. So good catch, and she grounded it right to her. Callie was just like, didn't even have to move.
Yeah, right to me. That's good.
Yeah, so if we can get out of this inning and only giving up that three-run blast, that's a huge, huge positive because we still got bases loaded. Two outs now. And McQuarrie's up to bat. The other McQuarrie, not Izzy.
The other.
First pitch from Tipton, a little high. Evidently, he didn't like that highness. Folks, I'm just...
It wasn't your highness. It was...
His highness?
Yeah.
Next pitch was high, and she swung on it and fouled it back. So we have one ball, one strike, two outs. Bases loaded, 3-0, top of the third.
What if we could hide a microphone and bury it in the dirt out there at the home plate so we could hear the ball go crack?
Well, last year we had an ambient mic, and it worked really good. We put it up at the pole here. Ooh. Next pitch was inside and about knee-high. Mahalyn Irvin framed it for a while. She hasn't leaned back and asked this ref where he likes it. Usually she does that. But I haven't seen her do it today. Two balls, one strike, two outs. Next pitch. Whoa. She about took out her own third base coach on that one.
Yeah.
He's
had a duck.
Like dodgeball. So two balls, two strikes, two outs. Top of the third. Tipton trying to get out of a jam. Oh, she hits a little dribble to third, and Shelby Tomasi tags up third. Smart play. She didn't try to throw it. She just grabbed it and tagged it, and that was a smart play. So Pisgah gets out of the inning with only giving up three runs on the home run by Drake with three RBIs. So the score in the middle of the third is 3-0, T.C. Robertson. So I'm wondering how long it's going to take Serena to change pitchers. We got to do something to get that spark. You know, it's like in basketball when I talk to the girls, when I interview them, they say, I always ask them, I say, in that second half, your defensive pressure gets a lot better. And Brooklyn Allen always seems to be giving them that spark with some huge plays. And it's because they try to, Coach Holloway said he tries to get the bench, as much out of the bench in the first two quarters, because he knows in the second two he's going to put more pressure on them and try to get the spark. To lead them to victory.
The spark, yeah.
Yep, and that's what we need. We need a spark here. I know it's cold and the crowd's kind of sitting on their hands and stuff, you know, and it's first game of the season, and, you know, you need something to get everybody excited about. So, but there was a lot of Pisgah fans there last night. That was a huge crowd eventually.
Yeah, it was warming to see so many because it was, you know, such a drive. Middle of the week, work day, school day.
And they were loud, too.
Snow.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, there's a lot of reasons not to go.
But there's no reason Saturday not to be there.
No.
The place to be is Greensboro, North Carolina at the UNCG Fleming Arena where the Pisgah Black Bears take on the Thomasville.
I think we can call the Sugar Bears the giant killers now. Knocking off the number one and two seed.
Yeah, Thomasville's the number three seed, so.
Well, that'll just be a three up and three down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think the championship winner will come out of the West Division in that 2A bracket this year. First pitch by Casey Brown, or Drake, or Butcher, first pitch to Casey Brown was high, and she swung on it. She's a lefty. That's our only lefty. So Casey Brown gets back in the batter's box. You got Dillingham behind the plate. Butcher's next pitch, low.
A little ankle high.
Trying to get her to dig it out and try to swing at some junk.
And she's got a bat, not a garden hoe.
That's true. So 1-1. Next pitch is outside for a strike. So we have one ball, two strikes. Bottom of the third, no outs. Casey Brown trying to get her little rally started. Oh, good hit, but it's right over to the third baseman, Izzy McQuarrie, and she tags it at the fence to get an out.
Naughty Hudson.
So first out of the inning, Casey Brown flies out. Now coming up to bat is Nadia Hudson. We really need Nadia to get on base, and you give some of that speed she's got. Go right up the middle. Oh, right under the glove of McQuarrie. I mean, she put it down, and it went right under it. So good hit by Nadia. She's on first. Maybe we got to get that rally started. We got to get something. Yeah. Rally hats out or something.
Little mistake by the second baseman there letting that ball go by.
And I don't know if she's having problems seeing. She's shading her eyes, too. So something could be causing a factor. Michaela Tipton hits one. It just dies when it hits the dirt. At right in front of the second baseman is an easy out. So two outs. Runner on second. She advances Hudson to second. So now we got Mahala Irvin. Now Mahala Irvin's got some power. She could get us within one run. I always said when Chuck and I was doing this last year, I always used to say we'd get behind us. So we just need to chip away. Chip away. We'll get there.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, great cut by Irvin, but she fouls it off to the right behind the visitor dugout.
Yeah, that's way back in the parking lot. If the outfield fence went that far, it would have been a foul home run.
Waiting on the next pitch from Butcher. Ooh, she gets her swinging on a riser.
Yeah, you could tell Mahala thought a little bit better about that, but she was already in the swing.
She was trying to get them two runs real quick.
Mm-hmm.
Start her season off with a home run. Butcher's next pitch. Ooh, makes her do a little toe-to-toe there at the box. She had to jump back at the knees for one ball, two strikes, two outs.
Yeah, this is softball, not dance class.
We're not dancing with the stars out here.
No, that's what it looked like that time. She had to do a little bounce there.
Next pitch to Mahala's outside and down. So we got three balls, two strikes, or is it two-two? We're having to wait on our scorekeeper, I think. It's 2-2. So we got twos across the board, 2-2 and 2. Mahala's next pitch. Oh, she gave her a changeup right to the shortstop. And she throws her out at first. Matthews just picked it right up. I mean, it was right to her. She picked it right up and threw it to Drake. So, folks, as we go to the top of the fourth, score 3-0, T.C. Robertson. We'll take a break and get a from our sponsors.
This broadcast of Pisgah Sugar Bear Softball is being brought to you by B. Allen Construction, Ken Wilson Ford, Midwest Haywood, Champion Credit Union, and American Pawn and Pickers.
Ken Wilson Ford has been doing business locally for over 31 years, and they've earned Ford Motor Company's highest honor, the President's Award. Ken Wilson Ford wants to thank all customers for their loyal business and look forward to many more years to come. Customer satisfaction is the goal. Ken Wilson believes in treating people right. The professional staff offers best selection and deals every day without any additional dock fees and processing fees. Ken Wilson Ford in Canton, your number one source in Western North Carolina.
In order to provide greater access to care for people with non-life-threatening illnesses or injuries, and to reduce emergency department overload, MedWest Urgent Care Centers are all now open 7 days a week. The centers are located in Canton at I-40, Exit 31, West Waynesville on Hazelwood Avenue, and in the Walmart Center in Silva. All three urgent care centers are open from 8 a.m. to 6:30 p.m., 7 days a week.
AM 920 is WPTL Canton.
This is Rhonda Bird, Terry Sheehan down here at the Diamond on the River.
On the
park.
River. And we do have a pitcher change, it looks like.
We do have a pitcher change. Callie Kern, well, Serena didn't wait too long.
Kirkendall on the mound and... We're moving into the fourth inning here, folks, and it's 3-0. TCR, the visitor.
But, you know, you still have to remember that Pisgah is playing without three of their starters. So, you know, this could be a different ball game if we weren't still playing basketball. But we like playing basketball now. So we'll take the bumps as we go. As I said earlier, if you was with our pregame, it's not how you start, it's how you finish. And that's the way the basketball team's doing now.
Well, I'll tell you, I got a lot of faith in the Sugar Bears to win this one on Saturday. There's no reason why they can't come home.
I think
Western Regional champs.
I think we've played the toughest chance. Road to this point, Bandy's, Mountain Heritage, East Rufferton. I mean, we've played some top-quality teams.
I'll tell you, Mountain girls can play basketball. I heard somebody say that, by the way, two games back. Say, can these Mountain girls play basketball?
Kelly Kirk. Yeah, they can, folks.
Yeah, they can.
Callie Kirkendall pitched that inside, about where Butcher's been pitching, but it was a ball. So we got Yeager up to bat. She's the one who hit a big – ooh, she hit a big liner for a single over in the right left right-hand corner. So she tipped that and foul. So got one ball, one strike. And Callie Kirkendall in the circle. Yeager's up to bat. Next pitch from Callie. Ooh, she – tied her up on her hands on that one. Foul back to the first base side. The sun's starting to go down where me and Terry's sitting, and we're sitting here just shaking.
Yeah, I'm sitting on my fingers, too. If I have to write down a score,
we're in trouble. Next pitch from Callie Kirkendall is high. Trying to get her swing at something, so we got two balls, two strikes, no outs. Good hitter here, Yeager, and evidently she's rehabbed really well from that torn labrum. Next hit is to Shelby Tomasi. She swallows it up, throws it over to Mace. No, that is, excuse me, we got to change it first, too. That is Lexi, or Alex Latrinko, and Latrinko snagged it, first out. Well, I don't see any more changes. Shortstop, we got... Nadia Hudson has moved from center to short, and Michaela Tipton's in center now. Next pitch from Callie Kirkendall is to the other McQuarrie, the Izzy, the hitter. First pitch to her, ball. So I think the girls are going to have to vest in some sunglasses this time of the year. Next pitch to Izzy is a liner to short. Oh, no. The pitch from, or the throw from Nadia was low and in the dirt, and Lexi, or Alex Latrinko could not dig it out, so Izzy McQuarrie gets on by an error.
Now batting for the Rams, number 8, Drake.
I mean, she hit that ball hard, but Nadia Hudson had time to throw and get her out. Just held on to it too long and threw it down.
Yeah, the throw was a little low.
Now up to bat for T.C. Robertson is Drake, one that knocked a three-run homer over the left field fence.
Well, Drake's a head taller than Irvin, our catcher.
These girls are big. They're tall. Izzy McQuarrie's tall. This girl here's tall. First pitch was a strike. She fouled it back. Ooh, Callie Kirkendall come with a riser there that just kept going up and up, and she swung at it. And it fouled it back off the fence. So we got 0-2 count, one out, runner on first, which is McQuarrie, Izzy, got on by an error. So Callie Kirkendall's next pitch.
Another tip.
She threw her another rise ball, going right up the ladder. Got her swinging at it, tipped it back. She's got a lot of movement on that ball, a lot of heat, too. She's really throwing hard. And this is Callie Kirkendall sport softball. Next pitch. Ooh, she fouls it at the plate. Bounces right back to Irvin, and Irvin just gently slings it back to Kirkendall. So we have still two strikes and one out. No balls. 3-0 count. Top of the fourth. Callie's next pitch. Oh, she got her swinging. Beautiful pitch. She had been going with the rise, and then she hit her with a drop ball, and that was just perfect. So we got two out.
Number 12, Schmidt.
Izzy McQuarrie on first by an error, and you got Schmidt up to bat now, designated hitter. So here comes Kirkendall's next pitch. Oh, she got... she got her swinging, and they got... Izzy McQuarrie tied up between first and second, but Alex Dotrinko couldn't get the ball out of her glove to throw it to second to tag her out, and she's safe at second. So They had her. Irvin just threw it down to first like a rope. And she had her, but Latrinko had a problem getting it out of her glove. She's another young one. So here's Callie Kirkendall's next pitch. She pops it straight up. Irvin looks back. Not one I can catch.
Thought that was going to come down on top of our tent here. Got a little pop-up tent right behind home plate. Almost right behind home plate.
No, not quite there.
I think we'd be in the way of the concession stand if we were right behind home plate.
Next pitch from Kirkendall. Low and out inside, evidently. Mahala Irvin framed that for a long time. So we got one ball, two strikes, two outs. Runner at second, Izzy McQuarrie, and Schmidt at the plate. Kirkendall's next pitch. She hits a liner over the outstretched hand of the second baseman, and Izzy McQuarrie comes in to score easy. Throw at the plate, not in time. So great RBI single by Schmidt.
Yeah, stand up over home plate. Didn't have to slide in for that one. It was a easy walking in. Good hit.
It was a good hit. And it was over the outstretched hands of our second baseman. So next batter up is Wood. First pitch is in the dirt. Still got two outs, one ball. Runner on Smith's on first. Just drove in the run to make it 4-0. T.C. Robertson. Now, this is Pisgah's first game, but T.C. Robertson's already played two. So, they got a little advantage on us.
This early in the season, that's a big difference.
It is.
You have a couple of games under your belt.
It is.
Later in the year, if someone's ahead of you, 10 to 12 or something like that in the games, it's no big deal. But
good pitch by Callie over to Tomasi. Tomasi throws her out at first to Latrinko, and that's the end of the top of the fourth. The score 4-0. T.C. Robertson scores a run on a single by Schmidt over the head of the second baseman and scores McQuarrie. So Pisgah comes to the plate. Middle of the fourth, we got to get that spark going. We keep giving up too many runs. But there's no pitching change for T.C. Robertson. They're still going to go with Butcher in the circle. So we'll just see how it turns out. But we got coming up Callie Kirkendall, Shelby Tomasi, and Mason McCracken. So we got the 4, 5, and 6 position coming up to bat. We got to at least get some runs on the board. And I know it's hard this early in the year because, like you say, that makes a big difference this early in the year. But when you play and you haven't practiced against an opponent to see somebody else's pitches and you're just pitching against your own teammates, it's different.
Well, maybe we can shake it off here and
leading off for the Black Bears, number 15, Callie Kirkendall.
Gets something going.
Oh, yeah, we can get something going here. Callie Kirkendall's coming up to bat. Butcher's in the circle. We got Dillingham behind the plate. And the sun's setting over the Diamond on the River Park, and it is getting cold. A little brisk wind every once in a while. First pitch from Butcher is low. Ball one. Callie Kirkendall to play. She gets back in. Butcher's next pitch in her windup. Outside for strike. Right on the corner. So got 1-1. Bottom of the fourth. Next pitch from Butcher. Right down low, but Callie Kirkendall goes down and gets it, and she pops it over the catcher's head or the pitcher's head out to the center field and gets on by single. Beautiful hit.
Yeah, right between everybody, and thought maybe she could go for two there, but trying to see who was out number two out in the outfield. Jaeger.
Jaeger
out there was scooped it up pretty easily.
We could have tried out her torn labrum and see if it was really repaired good. Shelby Tanasi hits the first, swings on the first pitch. It is fair. It landed right inside the line. And Callie Kirkendall waited because she thought it was going to be caught. So we only get to first and second on that hit. Beautiful hit. It hung up in the air. It's like the wind was holding it.
Well, who is that, Drake out there in the field?
Drake? That's Drake over.
Yeah. Is that number eight?
I think it's nine. I think that's Wood out there
Wood
in right field.
Yeah. Wood out there in right field. I think Wood, I think that was totally the sun.
Yeah, Wood's going to get her some sunglasses. So.
Yeah, I mean, she just, the ball dropped right in front of her well within her reach. But, I mean, she was looking right into the sun, and she's now wearing some shades.
Yeah, which I said that's probably what our kids need to do. Up to bat now is Alex Latrinko for Pisgah. Took Mason McCracken's place on first base. So we got runners on first and second, no out, one ball. Butcher is pitching to Alex Latrinko, first time swinging tip. That was a tip foul into the glove. Strike one.
She kind of leaned out for that one. That was pretty far outside the rubber.
This is the first time Latrinko's been at the plate, so she might be a little antsy.
It's there.
Next pitch is Izzy McCrory just grabs and steps on third for an easy out. So that was our first out of the inning. Still got runners on first and second. Izzy McCrory is a good player. She's going to make Chattanooga State a good player. But it's nice to see these kids around here going to college and on their athletic skills. Might not be a Division I, folks. You don't have to go Division I. Next batter is Kelsey Alexander. She fouls it back toward me and Terry. Did you try to catch it, Terry?
I did. I kind of leaned back, but then my hands were too cold to reach up.
So strike one, one out. Runners on first and second. Butcher's next pitch. Oh, is a changeup. Oh, she had her swinging way out in front of that one. So we got no balls, two strikes, one out. Kelsey Alexander swings his next one right to the first baseman's glove, and she steps on the bag for easy second out. Vance's runners to second and third, though, so you can't never tell. Pisgah had a lot of two-out rallies last year, so now we got Lexi Stinnett up to bat. Runners on second and third. Tomasi at third. Well, she took a good swing at that one, but it was right in the wheelhouse, and she just missed it.
And if she can knock this one over the fence, we'll be in good shape.
Oh, yeah. I don't know about Stennett's strength. She's coming off a JV program, so just have to wait and see as the season goes along. Next pitch from Stennett was a ball, so we got a ball strike, two outs. Next pitch by Butcher is low and outside. So we got two balls and one strike. I think Pisgah's young guys need to be more patient at the plate instead of swinging. They're swinging at the. They just need to be more patient. Butcher's next pitch is low and outside. Because I think TC's pitcher's getting a little tired now. Your pitcher's getting down.
A little bit more patience might put a walk or two on first base.
Mm-hmm. Good hit, good whack. She knocks it foul over to the right-hand side. So it gives us full count. Three balls, two strikes, two outs. 4-0, bottom of the fourth. Next pitch from Butcher. Right up the center. We're going to get a run in. Good hit. Two's going to come in. And here comes Alex Latrinko. So that was two. A very good hit by Lexi Stinnett, right up the center, right back toward the pitcher. And that gets two runs in. That gets Pisgah on the board. That's that little spark at two-out rally now we got going. That's, you know. So Casey Brown's up to bat. Little lefty.
Scoring was Tomasi and who else was out there? Came in Dillingham. The catcher was the one that came over.
Well, Dillingham's for them. For us, it was Alex Latrinko.
Latrinko won.
Brown hits a shallow out in center, but it was run upon by Yeager. Yeager's, you know, that experience, you got to have that. So that's the end of the fourth. score 4-2. Pisgah gets on the board. And we'll get a few words from our sponsors, and we'll come back to the top of the fifth.
American Pawn and Pickers, and we do the picking.
Go to the grinning.
Mine, selling, trading, and loaning money, too. You can bring it to us, or we will come to you. Antiques, guns, and guitars, and diamond rings. We will loan you money, or about buy most anything. American Pawn and Pickers, when we do the picking. Go to the grinning. 1116 Batman. Y'all come see us now, you hear?
I'm Rachel, member of Champion Credit Union. I want to be part of a credit union that serves its community. A credit union that in just 1 year gave over $100,000 to schools, youth programs, and other community projects. Someday, my daughters may be student athletes, and I can say that my credit union helps them succeed.
I'm Jake Robinson, project manager with Champion Credit Union. We let our members tell our story because our members are who we are.
Federally insured by NCUA.
This is Rhonda Byrd and Terry Shin back here filling in for my broadcast partner, who is temporarily on vacation, Chuck Vibernetz, which will be back Monday when we play Swain here at the Diamond on the River Park.
Chuck is either on vacation or out for lunch.
Well, the lunch part I could understand.
All of the above.
Callie Kirkendall's inside the circle. Her first pitch to number 7 is right to the shortstop. Number 7 is Roberts. To the shortstop, and that is Nadia Hudson. She just little looper right to straight to her. She didn't have to move that much. First out. One pitch, one out. That's the way you want to do it. Next up the bat's Matthews. Kirkendall's first pitch, swing and a miss. Kirkendall's been impressive since she's come in.
Kind of just a straight pitch fastball that time worked.
She has 4 pitches. I talked to her before the season. She has a curve, a fastball, a rise and a drop. Next one. Oh, man, that died right there at the plate and right in front of the plate. And Irvin picks it up and throws her out at first. Now, folks, that's a short distance from home to first in softball, and you have to be quick. And Mahala Irvin is as quick as a cat behind that plate.
I tell you, it was lightning. I've got a nickname for her. Lightning Irvin.
She is fast. So 2 out quickly. Callie Kirkendall, next pitch to Dillingham, the catcher, strike. And it's like Callie Kirkendall's got warmed up now. She's bringing the heat. Next pitch to Dillingham, a little high. Trying to get a little sweet chin music there. Got 1 ball, 1 strike, 2 outs, 4-2, top of the fifth. Next pitch from Callie, straight down the center. And Dillingham takes a good swing and fouls it back. She's ahead of the pitcher. Callie's really worked hard on her strength this year. She's just a sophomore, so she's had to work on her strength more than anything. And she's doing a good job. Next pitch from Kirkendall. She hits it right to the shortstop, Hudson, who throws it over to Latrinko for a quick out, and that's an easy 1-2-3 in, and that's the first time the Bears have been out that quick in an inning that I can, so far. It's just like it's clicking now. So we go to the bottom of the fifth, the score 4-2. I want to mention some of our sponsors today. This is our second full season of doing Pisgah softball, so I really want to thank our beginning sponsors like Brad Allen, Ken Wilson, Champion Credit Union, and Midwest jumped on last year, so they're good, you know. And then this year we got a new one. We'd like to welcome aboard American Pawn. So, folks, if you ever get a chance to go out and see these people, thank them graciously for sponsoring Pisgah softball, because without them sponsoring this, Terry and I could not bring it to you at home where you're nice and warm and we're freezing to death. Y'all are
today we're freezing to death.
You're sitting by the wood stoves and heaters and everything else, and I'm out here and can barely feel my legs right now.
You know, back to that Sugar Bear game in basketball last night, I heat my home with firewood. I have for a long time. I like wood heat, but yeah. After you've been away from home for 14 hours and you get home at midnight, The house was a little chilly. I walked in, I could see my breath, and went to the closet and got two big blankets and said, you know, maybe I'll start the fire in the morning.
Yeah. Man, that was hard, folks. I work, like I say, I work a second job. I work, my first job is working, I work 6 to 2:30. And usually I leave and come straight to Pisgah a lot of times to cover any sport. I cover all sports for these kids and for the paper. And then sometimes I don't get back till 8, 9, 10 o'clock at night, and I have to write stories and go to bed and get up and go to work the next day. So it does get tired. But that last night, 1:40, that liked to got me. And then come and do this today.
Well, you're not as young as you used to be, Rhonda.
No, I'm not. Butcher's first pitch to Nadia is low.
10 years ago, you'd have said, bring it on.
I just celebrated my 50th birthday, so that means I'm headed over the hill. My husband's over here going over the hill, giving me the symbol.
Yeah.
Oh, great snag by McCrory, but she could not get up. She laid out for that pit, for that hit, but she could not get Nadia out at first. Nadia's speed, and that's where I said the speed of Nadia can get you in trouble, and that's what we need, is that on the bag. So now we got Michaela Tipton coming up, Tip, as we call her. Butcher's been struggling lately, so let's see what. First pitch to Tip, right down the middle. I mean, you couldn't ask for any better of a pitch. Strike one. That was a great diving catch by McQuarrie, and she laid out for it.
Yeah, she did. She tried to scoop it up, but she was laid out so much she couldn't get back on her feet.
To Tipton was hit right to Izzy McQuarrie for an easy flip to second to get the lead runner out. So now Tipton's by fielder's choices on first. We got one out, and Mahala Irvin can quickly tie this game up if she gets the right pitch. So first pitch from Butcher was right down the middle for strike one. Mahala Irvin watched it till it got to the glove. So one out, one strike. Oh, she threw her a changeup, and it looked like it got hung up in the air for a ball. So we got one ball, one strike, one out. 4-2 game, bottom of the fifth. Bears have got a runner on first and Tipton. Nervin at the plate. Oh, she hits that one, folks, and it is off the glove of the right fielder, right at the fence. And they had to hold up again to see if she was going to catch it, but it was off her glove. So the sun again playing a factor with the right fielder out there. She dropped that ball, and so we got runners on. Good hit by Mahala. Runners on first and second. One out, and here comes Callie Kirkendall that seems to be leading the spark right now with her pitching. Butcher play. First pitch was low and in the dirt. Ball one. So if we can get some runs here and get some more pressure on them, we might be able to pull this one out in the bottom of the seventh. Butcher's next pitch. High and outside again.
For a strike again. I got to go stand behind this hump and see what he's seeing.
That sure ain't what we're seeing here, but mm-mm. Butcher's next pitch, low and in the dirt. So we got two balls, one strike, one out. Runners on first and second, Irvin. Tipton on second. Callie Kirkendall at the plate. Butcher's waiting on her sign. There's her windup for pitch. Kirkendall fouls it back to the screen. Evens the count at 2-2. Shelby Tenassi on the on-deck circle. So you got another good hitter coming up. You just need to move the runners over or get a run in. Butcher's next pitch. Ooh, she tried to pull that one back over into the plate. For a ball. Makes count full. Three balls, two strikes, one out, 4-2, bottom of the fifth. Butcher's next pitch, wind up. Ooh, nearly got her on the leg. She had to dance on that. And again, we got Dancing with the Stars going again.
Yeah, dancing. And that advances her to first base.
Yeah, on a wall. We got bases loaded. Shelby Tomasi at the plate. One out. This kid can deliver. So Butcher's first pitch. Oh, she hits a line drive ball, and it is in the gap between right and fielding center. She scores two huge runs. You can see the enthusiasm. The crowd's starting to get fired up now. It ties the score 4-4.
Number one, Alex Latrico.
Huge hit by Tomasi.
I thought it was going to go over the fence. It was hit right at the base of the fence between center and right field.
It did. Oh, a beautiful hit by Tomasi. I don't think she might be doing any extra batting tonight in the basement.
Now, you passed. You passed the test today.
Yeah. As cold as it is, go to the fire. Alex Latrinko up to bat. She got the RBI going in the last inning. First pitch to Latrinko was a strike. Call strike. Still one out. Runners on second and third. Latrinko, next pitch inside. She scoots back a little bit. So we got one ball, one strike, one out. Callie Kirkendall at third. Tomasi at second. Score tied. Next pitch from Butcher. High. They're being more patient now.
Mm-hmm.
And it's starting to pay off for the Bears. Now the scoreboard got caught up. I started to say, I know I'm not crazy. Next pitch to Latrinko. High. Three balls. One strike. One out. You got Kelsey Alexander on the on-deck circle. Butcher's next pitch. Ooh, my Lord, she about took Serena Goodwin's head off on that one. Serena was throwing her arms up over her head.
Yeah, she's in the first base coach's box over there. And just she had a duck.
That was a laser, too. It was tagged. Trinko's got some pretty good power there. So it's three balls, two strikes, one out. Next pitch. Oh, strike three. I don't know if she's mad at herself or mad at the call, so she just walks off. Serena gives a little chat to Kelsey Alexander before she goes into the box. Got two out now. Still runners at second and third.
I think she said, hit the large sycamore tree down by the river, I think was what she said.
Well, I think that was a song, wasn't it? First to pitch into Alexander is strike. So we got one strike, two outs. Score tied all up on Shelby Tomasi's double in the gap. Next pitch, a changeup, and she swings at it, and it goes to the second, to the shortstop, and it's an easy throw to Drake. So that is the end of the inning at the bottom of the fifth. Score all tied. Going to the top of six, we'll go for a break from our sponsors and come back in a few minutes.
This broadcast of Sugar Bear Softball is being brought to you by Ken Wilson Ford, MedWest Haywood, B. Allen Construction, American Pond and Pickers, and the Champion Credit Union.
Ken Wilson Ford has been doing business locally for over 31 years, and they've earned Ford Motor Company's highest honor, the President's Award. Ken Wilson Ford wants to thank all customers for their loyal business and look forward to many more years to come. Customer satisfaction is the goal. Ken Wilson believes in treating people right. The professional staff offers best selection and deals every day without any additional dock fees and processing fees. Ken Wilson Ford in Canton, your number one source in Western North Carolina.
Your knees and hips are special, and if they need to be replaced, there's a special program created just for total joint replacement at Midwest Haywood. A team of exceptional surgeons, nurses, and therapists provide education and therapy just for you, before and after your surgery. At Midwest Haywood, your total joint replacement is not just a surgery, it's a relationship. Connect with the Midwest Haywood Joint Replacement Program to see if joint replacement is right for you. Call 452-8775 for more information.
This is Rhonda Bird, Terry Shin, filling in for my broadcast partner, Chuck Fibernet, who is on his way back from vacation now. So he'll be here for Monday's game against Swain here at the Diamond on the River Park against at 4 o'clock. So we hope to have you join us then. All tied up, top of the six, 4-4. It was the spark is Callie Kirkendall's pitching. The quick in and last in, and it seemed like that was the spark that got the girls going.
Let's see if the spark continues. Let's see if we can get them three in and three out here.
McCrory's at the bat, and she's changed sides this time. She's batting left. The other McCrory.
The other one. Tried to lead off with a bunt and missed everything.
So we got one ball. Called it a ball. Now she switches over to the other side. So she tried to do a running bunt. Now she's back to her original batting position. Next pitch from Kirkendall was low. So we have two balls. No strikes, no outs. Top of the sixth. Score tied. Bears rallying here. I think maybe they had a little nerves. It's so cold I can't even get my chapstick out of my chap. It won't squeeze out. Next pitch from Callie Kirkendall. Low, ball three.
See, the fans over there wrapped up in blankets.
Yeah, and Tim has to give us this little thing about it's 74 degrees in the studio back where he's at. The next pitch from Callie Kirkendall was inside, and she just smiles and laughs at the umpire.
Yeah, because that was dead center.
And she's grabbing her shirt, putting it in her teeth, and she's like going, what do I have to do?
Mm-hmm.
Yeager's up to bat. Good hitter. Runner on first. McCrory. First hit. First pitch, first hit. And she knocked that in the batter's cage down there. It went right in it. Foul. Callie Kirkendall's warming her arm up. She probably needs to do jumping jacks like me and Terry's going to do here in a minute. Next pitch from Callie is a swing and a miss. She gave her a changeup. She was swinging it out. Beautiful pitch. Yeager just out in front of it. So we got two strikes, no outs. Runner McCrory on first. Callie's next pitch. Got her right in on the hands and at the wall, and that one's gone dead center field. That one cleared the fence. Tipton kept watching it go, and it just kept going and going. So that was not what we needed right now. We rallied back to time, and then they give up a huge two-run homer to Yeager, center field, for two RBIs, and that is not what we needed.
Now batting for the Rams, number 11, McCurry.
Makes it 6-4. The Bears down by two here in the sixth inning.
Everybody goes to meet with Callie Kirkendall, tell her to shake it off. She might be a little upset still over that last pitch no call. And so now we got the other McCrory up. So Callie gets her sign from Tipton. She's in her windup, her pitch. Low and outside, or inside, excuse me. Ball one. You have to be careful pitching to this one. She's got such a good swing.
Got that leverage. Got some height going, some long limbs.
Yeah. Next pitch from Callie is inside on the hands. And, oh, Latrinko just could not see it in the sun. She got a bad start, and then she tripped over the bag. So, could have been caught, but she tried. She got a late jump on it, and then when she tried to get it, she tripped over the bag and lost her balance, and she couldn't get to it. So it's foul. So we got one ball, one strike, no out. Runner. That next pitch was inside and foul. She's trying to jam her on the hands. So we have one ball, two strikes, 6-4. Robertson leads, top of the six. Callie Kirkendall gets ready for her next pitch. She throws her rise ball. It cuts up. She swings. Strike two. So we have one ball, two strikes still. Sun going down fast. I don't know if the JVs will get to play. Next pitch from Callie. Oh, a changeup. She goes to Nadia Hudson. Nadia throws it to first to Latrinko for an easy out. So that's one down.
But do you have to be 5'10 or 5'11 to be on this TCR team?
You must be. It makes you wonder why they didn't have a good basketball team.
Yeah, they got some Amazons out here for.
You know, the last couple of teams we played in basketball had some really tall girls.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. We must not be having Miracle-Gro or something on our girls up here. We got to get some girls stretched out.
Put them on the rack.
Kirkendall's in her windup. Her next pitch to Drake. Inside. She's smiling. She's smiling.
That looks so good from here. Gosh.
She's smiling. He's not going to call that for her. Well, next pitch from Kirkendall. Windup. Pitch. Got her on the changeup. Check swing. Mahala Irvin asked first base umpire for a check swing, and sure enough, she come around. So we got a 1-1, one out, 6-4 lead for Robertson. Callie's next pitch. Ooh, swung and tipped back and hit Mahala and the ump in the face. Bounced off one and up to the other. One ball, two strikes, one out. 6-4, top of the sixth. Callie Kirkendall's next pitch, a little changeup. Got her swinging out in front of it. She's changing her pitches up. She's giving her different speeds, different levels, catching the batters off guard. Got one ball, two strikes, one out. She's looking in. Callie Kirkendall's in her windup. And swing and a miss. Huge strikeout. Got her swinging right in through the middle for the second out. Number 12, Smith's up the bat, which has already had an RBI today. Single RBI, drove in McQuarrie. So Callie's waiting on her sign. She's in her windup. There's her pitch. Swing and a miss for strike one. So we've got, if we can get out of this inning with those two runs, it's big, but we're running out of time, folks. We only got two innings left. Callie's in her next windup. Hit. Nadia's going back, and she snags it on the grass. She goes back. She looks where she's running, then has to look back at the ball. That's hard to do. So we get out of the inning with just the two runs. Huge, huge break.
Almost like a little over-the-shoulder catch there.
Mm-hmm. Haley Worley was the best at that. The shortstop from years ago when we won the state championship, she could do that better than anything. So we're in the middle of the sixth. 6-4 T.C. Robertson. They're not changing pitchers, so makes you wonder if they only have the one. So we got coming up to bat. Is Lexi Stinnett, Casey Brown, and Nadia Hudson, top of the order. We got the 8, 9, and 1 coming up to bat. So, we need to just chip away again and get these runs back. But I think Callie Kirkendall might have let that ump get to her in that one time.
Lexi Stinnett.
You know, you can't let these things go to your head. You got to shake them off. It's just like in any sport. So let's see if we can get another rally going here. Lexi Stinnett steps into the box. Waiting on Butcher. Butcher's first pitch. High and inside. He didn't call that one a strike, so I guess he figured if he wasn't going to call Callie's, he better not call that one.
Mm-hmm.
Next pitch. Low. Two balls. No strikes. We got to be patient. It seems the more patient we are at the plate, the better the odds are for us. Stinnett stands in. Butcher's windup. Pitch. Swings and fouls back to the fence. Two balls, one strike. Stinnett's ready. Butcher's first windup. Pitch. Low and inside. She's having the control issue she had an inning ago. Not last inning, but the inning before that when we got her big run. So if we can get on, Butcher's next pitch, outside, she walks her. There's the first runner on.
Standing. Casey Brown.
Here comes Casey Brown, little lefty. She's not big as anything. She's a skinny little old girl, but tough as a pine knot. Let me tell you, that girl is.
What my mom used to say, she ain't no bigger than a minute.
First pitch from Butcher outside for strike.
Actually, she's not that petite. A little slim, but.
Most of Pisgah girls are like 2 and 3 sport athletes. So they play more, and she runs track. Next pitch to Brown. It's called a strike. And in the process, Stinnett was in the process of stealing second, and the catcher held it. She double clutched it before she threw it. And so Stinnett's safe at second. Dillingham just kind of come back like she's going to throw it. Then she didn't, and she'll come back again. She double clutched it. Casey Brown swings at the next pitch, and that's first strike, or for a strikeout. First out of the inning.
She may have been thinking, okay, is this runner going to second? Do I need to throw it to first or second here? That indecision, though,
cost her
advances a Pisgah runner to second.
So now we got Naughty up. First pitch down the dirt. As Casey Brown was walking off, Walt Leatherwood grabbed her, had a little talk to her. You know, maybe she's trying too hard. He'll get the best out of him before the end of the season comes around. Next pitch from Butcher, strike to Nadia Hudson. One ball, one strike, one out, 6-4, bottom of the sixth. And me and Terry Shin freezing to death.
You know, that's one. The reason is we're kind of sedentary here. We're kind of just sitting on our behinds and not moving because we're strapped to this microphone. And
we can't move around.
We can't move around. Everybody else is jumping around and drinking hot chocolate.
Next pitch to Hudson, ball. So we got two balls and two strikes and one out. While we were talking about freezing, there was a strike call on one of the pitches to Nadia. Butcher's next pitch to Nadia. Down it. Oh, it went right through her legs, right between the pitcher's legs. And here comes Stinnett in to score. Again, Nadia Hudson gets another RBI, huge RBI. It went right through the pitcher's legs.
Right between her legs, ankle level.
I mean, that would have been hard to catch even if you were a good athletic pitcher. So now you got Michaela Tipton up. One out, 6-5, and nibbling away. Coming to the heart of the order. First pitch to Tipton was a low and inside. She had to move her foot to keep from getting hit. So we got one ball, no strikes, one out, 6-5. Next pitch to Tipton was off the second baseman's glove, or the pitcher's glove, into the second baseman. She tries to tag Naughty as she goes by, but she didn't get her, and she throws out Tipton at first. So we got two out. Runner on second. Naughty is on second now. Mahala Irvin up to bat, and she's hit one already to the wall. So, boy, wouldn't it be big if she hit this one out.
Mm-hmm. That'd give us a lead.
Mm-hmm. First time today. Butcher's first pitch to Mahala. Oh, she swings and
hooked it back to the foul left sideline over here. Coach, baseline.
Coach Leatherwood's having to do the do-si-do over that time.
A lot of dancing out here tonight.
Well, they're staying warm and we're not dancing.
Yeah.
That's
Izzy.
Izzy,
okay.
Izzy's the one that hasn't really hurt us. It's been Drake and Yeager and Smith today. So Callie Kirkendall is through with her warm-ups. She's on the mound. Woods in. First pitch. She hits it high. Casey Brown's under it, and she catches it at left field. Good catch. She settled under it, snagged it with two hands. Fundamental.
Yeah, let's start out with the basics here at the first of this season.
So next batter up's Roberts. One pitch, one out. Callie Kirkendall's next pitch. A little high for ball. So we got top of the seventh, 6-5, TCR. And all their damages come on home runs and one single. So Callie's in for her next pitch, wind up. Irvin framed that for a long time. I thought maybe the umpire, she was trying to get him to take a picture of it. She held it so long. And that one's called the ball. So we got two balls, no strikes, one out. The sun fading fast. Callie's in her windup. Next pitch. She gets same spot as the other one, and it's over Casey Brown's head. She throws it into second, and she just about got her, but it was just a little bit short. So a big double by Roberts. And just as soon as I said the lower part of the order hadn't hurt us, big
Boom.
Double.
Well, you shouldn't have said that.
I shouldn't have said that. You know, it's like three throw shooting. You say, he hasn't missed one all day, and then he misses one. So that's a huge hit right there. I'm getting a pinch runner. And, folks, we do not know who the pinch runner is. We don't have that number on our book. We just have a lineup sheet. So number four is going in. It's a pinch runner.
Matthew's coming up to the plate here.
Mm-hmm. Irvin's going to go out and talk to her pitcher, settle her down, tell her to shake it off. Don't worry about it. We'll get out of this. One out. We got a little substitution here. Like I say, pitch runner for Roberts. So Matthews is coming in to bat. It'd be a fat, you get out of the inning quick. Defense will get you out. Double play, anything like that. So, we're ready to play now after everybody's done with their substituting. So, Matthew steps up to the plate. Callie Kirkendall's waiting for a sign. She's in her windup. Pitch. Strike at the knees. Sometimes when you're so young, like Callie Kirkendall is, and this is a big, big game, big formal appointment. You get nervous and your catcher has to go out there and say something funny. Next pitch from Callie. Mahala Irvin's framing those things for a long time. And Callie Kirkendall's laughing, grabbing her shirt, putting it in her mouth and everything, just smiling. That's good. Good. Get mad. Shake it off. One ball, one strike, one out. Next pitch high. Mahala Irvin jumps up, ready to catch the runner running. They thought it was going to be a bunt. Everybody rotates over. Two balls, one strike, one out. Runner at second. A pinch runner we have no name for, folks. Next pitch. It's batted up in the air. Tomasi's going after it, and she missed it. Naughty was on it, too.
That was foul, by the way.
Yeah, it was foul. Excuse me. They both turned on it, and Nadia's playing shortstop, and she just about got it coming from the shortstop position. Two balls, two strike, one out. 6-5 score, top of the seventh. Callie Kirkendall in her windup, pitch. She gets her to pop it straight up in the air, and it could be trouble. Oh, Casey Brown caught that ball. It was between three players. It was Casey Brown, Michaela Tipton, and the second baseman of ours, Lexi Stennett, all running out there together, and it was like, who was going to get it? And they all,
I thought it was going to be a triple collision. But
I did too.
She must have, Stennett must have called for it.
And
was
she
it Stennett?
No, it was Casey Brown, and she bobbled it as she was catching it, and she finally got it. So that was a great play by Casey Brown. Two outs. Runner didn't advance, so that's what you want. We've got a pitch hitter, number three. And, folks, I'm sorry.
Nobody for the Rams, number three, Trahan.
Trahan.
Trahan. So there we know.
Now we know. Trahan's batting for the Rams. She'll be taking Dillingham's spot. 6-5, top of the seventh, two outs. Callie Kirkendall getting on the rubber in the circle. Here's your windup. Pitch a little high. Ball one. Runner on second. We need to keep them from scoring here because we've knocked it down to 6-5. So Callie Kirkendall, windup, pitch. It's in the dirt. But Mahala Irvin grabs those pitches in the dirt better than anybody I've ever seen and comes up and waiting for somebody to move.
I don't think one's gotten by her this afternoon. She scoops them.
Very good catcher. Been playing at Pisgah since a freshman. Callie Kirkendall, two balls, no strikes, two outs. Wind up, pitch, got her swinging. Got her swinging on that one.
Strike one.
Strike one. Looked like it was a curveball. It cut in at the end. Oh, that wind. It was cold.
Yeah, I'm going to hear it in my microphone here. I don't know if the people at home can hear it or not.
Oh, she got her swinging at that. It looked like it was a little change up at the plate. So we got two balls, two strikes, two outs. 6-5, top of the seventh, runner on second. A lot of twos in that. Kirkendall in her windup, pitch, high. So it makes the count full now. Three balls, two strikes. She's got to give her something to swing at now.
Yeah, lay it out there, but lay it low, so she has to cut it up for a fly here.
Or a ground out. Callie's in her windup, her pitch, high. She walks her, loses her on that one. Try to get her to swing at something high. So here comes number 10, McQuarrie. We're back to top of the order. That one we needed to get. We don't need to be going back through the meat of their order right now. Second baseman McQuarrie up to bat now. The other McQuarrie, not easy.
The other.
Callie gets back in the circle. Here's your windup, pitch, low and inside. Ball one. I don't know about you, Terry, but my face is getting numb.
My fingers, nose, and toes. At least the headphones are covering our ears.
Yeah. Next pitch. She hits that thing, line drive, over into the street, up the bridge, and up, bounced in the river.
In the river? Did it make it to the swimming pool? No, it didn't.
No,
in the river.
It went in the river. I bet Champion gets a lot of softballs down there, or Evergreen, excuse me.
Evergreen.
So we have one ball, one strike, two outs. McQuarrie at the plate. Kirkendall in windup. She throws it. Oh, bounced off the glove of Tomasi. What a play. It bounced off Tomasi's glove into foul territory. She dives after it and then dives back and touches the bag with the ball. Huge, huge play by Tomasi.
Oh, just a great effort.
Yeah, and that goes back to when earlier in the pregame I was talking about athleticism. She's an athletic third baseman. So we're in the middle of the seventh. Score is 6-5, T.C. Robertson. Last chance for the Bears to tie or to win. So Butcher's still pitching. No change on that end.
Well, she's either feeling pretty good or, as you mentioned earlier, maybe there's not a good backup for her at this point in the season.
It makes you wonder because, you know, when we went down to the state playoffs, there was a lot of schools down there that had only one pitcher. And sometimes that hurts you when you play multiple games. And when we played Swansboro for the state championship, the girl had already pitched one game before that. And she had the best screwball I've ever seen. That thing would float up and down, and when it got to the plate, it cut into your hands. She had 419 strikeouts for the season going into our championship game. That's how dominant a pitcher she was. And she just wore out. basically she got tired. And then they had no other pitcher. So here we are, folks. Bottom of the seventh. Rally time. Caps on. Well, I don't know. Ain't nobody taking their toboggans off here yet. Coming to the plates, Callie Kirkendall. Try to get something going. Trying to get us into this. Get us a lead here. Butcher still in a circle. The lineup still the same for Robertson. It hasn't changed. Yeager in center. Dizzy McQuarrie at third. Butcher in the circle. Dillingham behind the plate. Roberts at left field. Woods at right field. Drake at first. And McQuarrie at second. So they haven't changed their lineup at all. So they're pretty well set on their lineup. Here comes Callie in. Butcher's first pitch. I think maybe the umpire might be cold, too. That was outside. Strike one. Callie's still smiling through her mask. So Butcher's in her windup. Next pitch. Way outside that time for a ball. You got Tomasi in the circle, in the batter's circle. Callie Kirkendall's next pitch. Woo. She had to twist back from the plate on that one. It's low at her knees.
A little twist and shout.
Another good dance and song. We might be doing that here in a minute.
That'll warm us up.
Next pitch from Butcher is foul tip. Back to the screen. So makes count 2-2. No outs.
Seventh inning. Bears down by one. So it's a... You got to do it.
Gut check time for the girl. Next pitch down in the dirt. So makes count 4-3-2. Nobody on. No outs. Score 6-5. Bottom of the seventh. Oh, great hit. It's to the gap in center in right field. Callie Kirkendall easily comes up with a stand-up double. She's getting it started.
Yep, the tying run is out there now.
Shelby Tomasi, she's got the power. All she needs to do is hit that thing. She could be the winning runs at the plate. So, Tomasi comes in. No outs. Callie Kirkendall, big double in the right field center gap. Tomasi stands in. Low and inside, ball one. Tomasi back at the plate. Butcher's pitch. Oh, she hits it right to the second baseman, and it's an easy out, but it advances the runner to third. The tying run's at third now. So Mason McCracken's coming up. She's coming back into the lineup. So we have one out, runner on third, score 6-5, bottom of the seventh. Mason's a good hitter, so Butcher's first pitch to Mason, way outside. Ball one. The sun's only shining in center and partially right field now, so... Next pitch from Butcher. She hits it up at the plate. The ump calls it a foul ball. She must have bounced it off the plate. That would have probably scored a run because it was out far enough to where if Callie was off the bag far enough, she could have probably got in to tie the game. I don't know if I can handle extra innings, Terry.
Yeah, let's get a home run here. Let's
Butcher's next pitch is, oh, she drops it. It was a foul to the right first base side, and she kind of tried to do a Ted Williams where you just kind of hand basket on over your shoulder, and she just dropped it.
But it was foul. So.
Yeah. A one ball, two strikes, one out. Mason Kraken steps back into the box. Butcher's waiting on her sign. Pitch, low. Two balls, two strikes. One out. T.C. Robertson's players are holding their hands up under their arms to keep them warm. They're throwing hands. Next pitch, Mason McCracken hits it right to second. Holds the runner. Oh, no. Callie's caught between second and third. Oh, and it bounces off the glove. Here she comes in. She's going to come in, and she ties the score up on a wild pitch. They had her tied up between home and third. They threw it to the third baseman. It bounced off her glove over into foul territory over next to the Pisgah dugout. She gets up off the ground and runs home to score. Now we're tied, 6-6. One out. Huge play. No, two out. Excuse me. Heady play by Callie Kirkendall to jump up and run home. Now coming to bat for Pisgah with two outs is Kelsey Alexander. Pitcher pitched that perfect. She had an easy out for him. Butcher's first pitch outside for strike.
I guess we should say just on the outside corner for a strike.
Yeah.
Saying it's outside for a strike sounds a little funny, although it looks like it's outside.
Next pitch from Butcher was a changeup. Caught her swinging, so we quickly got two strikes, two outs. Kelsey Alexander at the plate. Butcher's waiting on her sign. She's in her windup. Pitch high and inside. One ball, two strikes, two outs. Score tied, bottom of the seventh, 6-6. Next pitch, Alexander fouls it right back over our heads. One ball, two strikes, two outs. Butcher's netting their windup, and that pitch hit the dirt before it even got to the plate.
Yeah, a little miscue of some kind there from the pitcher.
She acts like her hand's getting cold. She's having trouble gripping the ball.
Could be.
Next pitch, right inside the hands, right back to the pitcher and to first for an easy out. But Pisgah ties it up. We go to extra innings, and it is 6-6. We're going to the top of the eighth. We'll get a few words from our sponsors.
American Pawn and Pickers, and we do the picking, you do the grinning. Buying, selling, trading, and loaning money too. You can bring it to the store. We will come to you. Antiques, guns, and guitars, and diamond rings. We will loan you money or about buy most anything. American Pawn and Pickers, when we do the picking, we'll do the grinning. 1116 Patton Avenue. Y'all come see us now. You hear?
B. Allen Construction Company is proudly backing the Pisgah Black Bears girls softball team. B. Allen Construction has a history of excellence. Large commercial construction, residential building and remodeling, large jobs or small. B. Allen Construction Company of Candler is happy to provide free estimates, references, and a commitment to doing the job right. For construction, grading too, call 665-8479 for B. Allen Construction.
AM 920 is WPTL, Canton.
This is Rhonda Bird. My broadcast partner, Terry Shin, had to leave. He had to go to a meeting. So I'm going to do the extra innings on my own, folks. So we're going to try to do the best we can. We're going into top of the eighth. Score tied, 6-6. Callie Kirkenthal still in the circle. Yeager's to bat, center field. She's already hit one home run for two RBIs. So let's see if we can get through the meat of their order, which has really hurt us. We got Yeager, McCrary, and Drake coming up to bat. Callie Kirkenthal is on the mound. She's in her windup. First pitch, strike one. She got that call on that one. That's one that she'd been laughing at the referee about last couple of times. Strike one. Callie's in her windup. Next pitch. She gets her with a changeup inside the hand. Stinnett grabs it, flips it over to Mason. McCracken and got her out at first. Oh, the The first base coachman's having a word with the umpire. He wasn't particularly happy about that call, but, you know, you call them as you see them in any sport, and he called it out. So out one. Now we got Izzy McQuarrie to bat, which has been kind of quiet today. Callie Kirkendall in her windup pitch. Ooh, high. Nearly got over the head of Mahala Irvin, which Mahala Irvin is not a very tall catcher, so when she stands up and has to catch it, that's pretty high. So, ball one. No strikes, one out. Tied, 6-6, top of the eighth. Next pitch to Izzy, straight up in the air. Tomasi has got it at the third baseline, foul line, and she snags it. She kind of trips over the bag a little bit, but she got it, secured it. Out number two. Big, huge out there. Now, Drake has already hit a home run for three RBIs. So, and, folks, these girls are tall. Really, really tall. McQuarrie, Drake, Schmidt. They're all Amazons. Mahala Irvin looking up at her, waiting for her to get in the batter's box. She gets in. Gives Callie Kirkendall her sign. Callie's in her windup. Pitch, low, ball one, two outs, top of the eighth. Scores tied 6-6. If you just joined in, great game. Pisgah's rallied back. They've been behind as much as 4-0. Callie Kirkendall's next pitch right down the center of the plate for a strike. Ball one, strike one, two outs. Drake backs off the plate. She gets back in. Callie Kirkendall's in her windup. Next pitch. Ooh, Mahala Irvin framed that so he long enough to take a pitcher. And Callie Kirkendall smiling again. She's got that smile going. Drake's back on the plate. Callie Kirkendall's in her windup. Pitch. She gives her a little changeup. Try to give her something different. Ball. So we're down to three balls, one strike, two outs. Callie Kirkendall's trying to rub a little dirt on her hand. She must get a little moisture on the ball. It is kind of cool and damp tonight, so could be doing in her windup. Callie is. Next pitch, foul ball. Foul ball. That was a hard cut down the third baseline, and it just popped foul before it got to the bag. So, three balls, two strikes. That makes count full now. 3-2, two outs. Score tied, 6-6, top of the eighth. Drake hit the plate. Callie Kirkendall in the circle. She's got her wind up. Pitch. She gave her a little change up. She's telling Mahala Irvin's my bad, kind of hung in her hand. So runner advances to first on a walk. So Schmidt's up to bat, which has had a single for an RBI. So and struck out the last time Callie was in. She was up to bat against Callie. So Kirkendall in her windup. Pitch. She kind of swung, but there was no check swing on it, so it's ball one. Ump said that she didn't go around. So, Schmidt back at the plate. Callie Kirkenball's next pitch. They're calling it. He called it. Check swing that time. He called it. So, makes it one ball, one strike. Here we go, Sam. Come on. Mahala Irvin, which has got the nickname Red here at the ballpark if you ever come out, jumps up and appeals to the first base ump and gets a call. Ball one, strike one. Out two. Oh, she swings at that changeup. Beautiful changeup from Callie Kirkendall. It just dropped right at the plate, and she was swinging, got her off balance. Schmidt was kind of off balance as she's swinging at it. So he gets ahead in the count. One ball, two strikes, two outs. Runner on first, which is Drake. Callie Kirkendall on her windup. Pitch. She tries to get her with another changeup, but she lays off that one. So we got 2-2-2 across the board. Schmidt gets back up on the plate. She's ready. Callie's in her windup pitch. She hits it to the center looper right over the second base. But they didn't let the runners advance no farther than first or second again. Schmidt hits a little single. So now we got Wood up to bat, number nine. Another tall one. So you got McQuarrie, Drake, Wood. All these girls are really tall. We got two outs, runners at first and second. Schmidt and Drake on the bags. Callie Kirkendall in her windup. Her next pitch. Oh, she dives for it. She misses it, but it kind of bounces. Folks, it kind of bounced to the, it went past Callie, bounced to the second baseman. The second baseman couldn't snag it, but she tipped it over to the shortstop coming to second, so we get the out. So we go to the middle of the eighth, score tied 6-6. And Pisgah up to bat. Well, that was a crazy play, but you know, sometimes you gotta have a little luck in sports and the win games, and I believe that was a little bit of something bouncing in our favor. So we got the bottom of our order coming up, Lexi Stinnett, which was the second baseman that kind of tipped it over to the shortstop as she was running into Nadia to get that out, forced out at second. So it was kind of we have a new pitcher for Robertson finally. Number 12, Schmidt is in the circle. So first time we've had a pitching change from the Rams. Butcher has went seven innings, so I guess they figured they didn't want her to pitch no more than seven. So we got Lexi Stinnett, Casey Brown, and we go back to the top of the order with Nadia, which has been really the spark in our lineup tonight. So Lexi Stinnett steps to the plate.
Leading off for the White Bears, number 10, Lexi Stinnett.
Number Schmidt is in the pitcher's circle, trying to warm her hands up under her arm. Just really got cool. The sun's went down on the ballpark, and it has got cold. Schmidt's first pitch, strike. Stinnett laid off of it, kind of trying to be patient. Schmidt's next pitch, her windup, in the dirt. Stinnett had to jump back, move her feet so it wouldn't hit her in the feet. So we got the, it's 1-1, no outs, bottom of the eighth. Tied 6-6. Next pitch, Stinnett just rips one down the first baseline. And I mean, it was a bullet over the first baseman's head for a single. They had shift on, so the right fielder was laying over to the line anyway, so she only got a single out of that. But great hit. It was a bullet right over the, and Drake, the first baseman, is really tall, so that, you know, she lined that right over her head, so that was a bullet. Casey Brown up to bat, her only lefty today. Runner on first, 6-6, bottom of the eighth. Casey Brown bunts it, but it runs foul. Trying to advance the runner, trying to win the game. Little small ball now. Casey gets her bat, comes back. She picks it up, and she's running down first. She's back in the batter's box. She's waiting on Schmidt. Schmidt's next pitch. She bunts it this time right back to Izzy McCrory, but it advances the runner. She does her job. The runner's at second now with one out. Perfect small ball play. Walt happy about that. He goes, he had talked to her earlier about her rushing her bats and stuff, and then he's the first one to congratulate her as she comes off the field. Great coaching job there. So now we got Nadia up. Schmidt in her windup. She hits it foul back over our heads. So foul behind the first base side. First strike. Bottom of the eighth. Score tied 6-6. One out. Runner at second. Winning run at second. Next pitch is a is in the dirt, and Stena is on her horse, and she is to third. She seen that ball get through the catcher's legs, and she jumped on her horse, and she took off to third. Now the winner runs at third. One out. One ball, one strike. Nadia just needs to hit one in a single somewhere. Right now, we could really care as cold as it is. Foul tip. Next pitch was foul tip. Nadia tried to do her job. Hudson tried to do her job and tip it, get a base on ball, something, somewhere. One ball, two strikes, one out. Runner on third. Stinnett on third, which represents a winning run. Smith's next pitch is high. Two balls, two strikes, one out. I think Stinnett, if something got by the catcher, would be going. She's quick. So next pitch. Nadia hits it wild. Liner over Serena Goodwin's head down the first baseline, but is in foul territory. She's making good contact. She just needs to straighten it out a little bit as the folks are hollering in the stands. Straighten it out a little bit. Ball two. Strike two. One out. Winning run on third. Next pitch, strike three. Call. Huge call. Next is Michaela Tipton up to bat.
Nobody, number 12, Michaela Tipton.
Now they're coming in, talking to the catcher. Michaela Tipton's coming up to bat. The coach from Robertson's talking to his pitcher, Schmidt. I guess on the way to pitch them Tipton. But we have two outs. A runner at third represents the winning run because we're in the bottom of the eighth. Score's tied 6-6. Pisgah has had to rally back all game. They've been behind all game. They've never had a lead in this game. Michaela Tipton has really worked hard on this summer on her pitching and her hitting. Let's see if it pays off big time right here and she can be the winner. Next pitch, foul tip back to the line. She had a good cut on it, Tipton did. So Smith, we got one strike, two balls, or two outs, excuse me. Score's tied 6-6. Next pitch from Smith, she hacks it down the third baseline, foul. So quickly she's in the hole, 0-2. Michaela's back at the bat. She's waiting on Smith. Smith's next pitch. Strike three call. Boy, that was huge right there because we had the winning run on third with one out. And Walt Leatherwood's just sitting there looking like what just happened. So we go to the top of the ninth. Score tied 6-6. We get a word from our sponsors now. And we'll be back in a few minutes.
This broadcast of Sugar Bear Softball is being brought to you by Ken Wilson Ford, Midwest Haywood, Champion Credit Union, B. Allen Construction, and American Pawn and Pickers.
Ken Wilson Ford has been doing business locally for over 31 years, and they've earned Ford Motor Company's highest honor, the President's Award. Ken Wilson Ford wants to thank all customers for their loyal business and look forward to many more years to come. Customer satisfaction is the goal. Ken Wilson believes in treating people right. The professional staff offers best selection and deals every day without any additional dock fees and processing fees. Ken Wilson Ford in Canton, your number one source in Western North Carolina.
American Pawn and Pickers, and we do the picking,
you do the grinning.
Buying, selling, trading, and loaning money too. You can bring it to us, or we will come to you. Antiques, guns, and guitars, and diamond rings. We will loan you money, or about buy most anything. American Pawn and Pickers, when we do the picking, you do the grinning. 1116 Baton Avenue. Y'all come see us now here.
Well, this is Rhonda Bird, minus my broadcast partner, Terry Shin, who had to leave for a meeting. And Chuck Fevernets will be back Monday when we play Swain here at the Diamond on the River Park, recently named by Serena Goodwin. I think it's a great name. Beautiful facilities here, working on it. Construction's underway. We're going into the top of the ninth. Score tied 6-6. Callie Kirkendall in the circle. Up to bat now for Robertson is Roberts. Callie Kirkendall's first pitch, swing on and hit by Roberts, and that is gone. She hit it right between the left field and center gap, right at the scoreboard. Matter of fact, it went under the scoreboard. The whole team's here to congratulate Roberts. She's been kind of quiet all day, but man, she come out, swung on the first pitch, and drove it out of the park. So that might be the winning run for the Robertson Rams. But remember, and the home team gets the last at bat. So we're going to have to wait and see. Callie Kirkendall's not been phased, so let's see how she reflects on that. Now up to bat is Matthews. Callie Kirkendall's first pitch. She hits that one. Casey Brown's underneath it, and she snags it for the first out. It's a big looping field to hit to left field. So that's first out of the inning. Top of the ninth, if you're just joining us. We're in the top of the ninth. Score was tied 6-6. And then Matthews Roberts hit a solo home run to make it a 7-6 game. Callie Kirkendall is now pitching to Dillingham, the catcher. First pitch to Dillingham's a strike right down the middle. Dillingham's a little lefty. And on the mound is McCrory, or in the batter's circle is McCrory. Callie Kirkendall's next pitch was hit right directly to Mason McCracken, who just walks back and steps on first base for the second out. So quickly, after that solo home run, she gets two outs. Now McCrory's up to bat, the other McCrory, not Izzy. So Callie Kirkendall steps up to the mound. She's in her windup. Pitch. Inside. Mahala framed that for the ump, and he didn't want nothing to do with it. And he's going out to talk to her. Evidently, the umpire and her is going to have a discussion. She smiles at him every time he don't call the catch when Mahala frames it. So evidently, he had enough of it. So Serena calls timeout, and she's going out to her pitcher. I mean, I don't understand the umpire in that situation. You tell kids not to show any emotion in sports, and it's really hard not to. But when you're consistently pitching in a location that he's up and down calling, you know, it kind of gets the kids to the point where they don't understand what the pitch. So, you know, you got to have consistency. And by far, I'm not one to bash referees or anything, but the umpire's not being consistent today. And I know this is the first game of the year, but you've got to be consistent for these kids. Callie's in her windup. Next pitch is foul on the first base side, over way over toward the bus over there for T.C. Robertson. These kids are out here playing for the fun and love of the game, and the umpires sometimes can get. Next pitch is a pop over the shortstop's head to center field. So McCrory gets on with a little soft looper single. Yeager comes up to bat. Center fielder. Sorry, got a home run for today. Two RBIs. So, score 7-6, two outs, top of the ninth. Yeager up to bat. Callie's in her windup. First pitch in the dirt for ball one. Yeager's back up to the plate. Kirkendall in her windup. Next pitch. Right inside the hands, and she fouls it back to the third base side. So it makes it 1-1, two outs. Scores 7-6, top of the ninth. Runner up McCrory on first. Kirkendall or wind up. Pitch. Didn't call a strike. He called a ball, so it's two balls, one strike, two outs. Jaeger's back in. Callie's in her windup. Pitch. Gets it right to the second. Oh, the second baseman just, she tried to grab it under her glove, and it went by, and it went under to the center fielder, Tipton. Tipton throws it back in. So Jaeger's aboard on a single. I don't know if I'll score that an error, but it was a hard catch. She had to come across her body. So Izzy McQuarrie's up to bat. Runners on second and third, two outs. We need to get out of the inning with just the one run. Kirkendall's back on the plate. She's in her windup. Pitch. Low and inside. Ball one. McCurry back in the box. Kirkendall up to the mound. Next pitch, low. Ball two. So Nick, Kelly Kirkendall back in the circle. She's in her windup. Pitch. Strike one right down the middle. So that makes it two balls, one strike, two outs. 7-6, top of the ninth. Callie in a windup, pitch. She gets easy to swing a changeup. Tomasi gets it, throws out at first, and out of the inning with one run. Great catch and throw by Tomasi. So now we go to the bottom of the ninth. 7-6. Pisgah needs to tie it or win it in this inning. So we'll just have to wait and see. Serena's out talking to the umpire right now and about the deal of him going out and talking to her pitcher about, she didn't say anything to the catcher. She didn't have any emotions. She just smiled at a call that was questionable. As long as the kid is not doing anything detrimental, making a fuss about it, the ump, I don't think, has a right to go out and say anything to her. She wasn't being mean or facetious toward him. She was just, you know, smiling. Sometimes you got to tell kids to bite it. And as a pet peeve of mine, I have a problem with umpires or referees or officials, whatever, just coming out here and doing it for the money. These kids are out here playing for the pride and the fun, and they're trying to learn and go to the next level. You know, you got to be out there and call it the correct way. Be fair about it and call it correct. And he's being inconsistent at the plate. I can understand Serena talking to him. So I don't know. I agree with what Serena's doing, but I don't disagree with the way Callie did it. It'd been different if she'd have said something mean, throwed a fit or something like that, but the kid just smiled. No. Okay, Smith's back in the circle. Hervin's up to bat. Bottom of the ninth. Pitch. Hervin has to scoot back from the plates, inside at her knees. One ball. Some of these people driving across the bridge are saying, are these crazy idiots still there? Next pitch from Schmidt is high. Two balls, one strike. Irvin's back in the box. Schmidt's next pitch. Oh, she gets a good whack on it. And when Mahala Irvin does that signature grunt when she hits the ball, she has made contact. So she singles that ball right by the pitcher, right by the shortstop, right up to center field. Runner on, which is Mahala Irvin. Callie Kirkendall coming to the plate. 7-6. Bottom of the ninth. Schmidt's pitch is in there for a strike, and Mahala safe. She stole second, and she made it in. Folks, I thought she was out from here, but I'm not there. The umpire was, so She stole second. Wait, Callie Kirkendall took a strike. So Callie comes back up into the box. Smith's back in, so we have one strike, no out. Mahala Irvin on second. Strike two. Right down the center. Serena is talking to the umpire. Evidently, she has called time twice to get a pinch runner for her catcher. But evidently, I don't know what the deal is with this umpire, folks. I really don't. I'm trying to be, universal. I'm not trying to show any blame toward the umpire or nothing, but it's not been very good. Callie Kirkendall's back in the circle, or at the plate. Foul tips it back. Mahala Irvin's on her horse, and she goes to third. So you got the tying run. Oh, no, it's a foul tip. So she has to go back to second. So we have two strikes. I didn't think Callie had made contact with it. Schmidt's next pitch. Callie swings at it. She hits it right to the second baseman for the first out. She easily throws it over to
13, Shelley Tomasi.
Drake for the first out. Good hit and run. She advances the runner, which is Mahala Irvin to third, which is a tying run. And Lord God, somebody please win this game. I'm about to freeze to death. If you hear something chattering, it's my teeth, folks. Smith's pass. Pitch into Tomasi was inside for a ball. So we got one ball, no strikes, one out. Score 7-6, bottom of the ninth. Oh, she hits Tomasi in the knee. Ooh, mercy, love. Tomasi's a little bit angry about that. That was painful. That hurts me. Speaking of knees, I've had 7 knee surgeries, and when you hit somebody in the knee, that hurts. I feel for anybody who has knee injuries. You do not want to. I don't know if she just, it's cold, folks, and they're probably having problems gripping a ball or pitching right now. But that puts a runner on first. Mason McCracken is at bat now, and first pitch she's swinging, and she fouls it to the behind the visitor's dugout for strike one. So we got strike one. One out, 7-6, bottom of the ninth. Runners on first and third. Mason McCracken hits one dead center, and that's going to tag up Irvin for the tying run, and she is in. And 13 is a pinch runner now for Pisgah, and I'm trying to figure out who that is, folks. Oh, that's Shelby Tomasi. Shelby Tomasi advances to second on a throw to home, and the score's tied again, 7-7, bottom of the ninth. Two out. Shelby Tomasi on second represents the winning run. And you got Lexi Stinnett at the plate. So now we got time called. We got a change in.
Umpire don't know what's going on.
We got a change in the defense for T.C. Robertson. Izzy McCrory goes to center, and Yeager comes in at shortstop, or at third. So, first pit from Smith to Lexi Stinnett, or Kelsey Alexander, excuse me, was a strike. So, second pitch from Smith, down low, evens the count, 1-1. Alexander back in the play at the plate. Smith's next pitch. Foul tip at the plate for strike two. Come on, come on. Two outs, two strikes, one ball. Score tied again, bottom of the ninth. Next pitch to Alexander. Strike three. And that is ends the inning. So we're going to get a word from our sponsors, and we'll be back after this message. The score's tied 7-7, top of the 10th.
I'm Rachel, member of Champion Credit Union. I want to be part of a credit union that serves its community. A credit union that in just 1 year gave over $100,000 to schools, youth programs, and other community projects. Someday, my daughters may be student athletes, and I can say that my credit union helps them succeed.
I'm Jake Robinson, project manager with Champion Credit Union. We let our members tell our story because our members are who we are.
Federally insured by NCUA.
In order to provide greater access to care for people with non-life-threatening illnesses or injuries, and to reduce emergency department overload, MedWest Urgent Care Centers are all now open 7 days a week. The centers are located in Canton at I-40, exit 31, West Waynesville on Hazelwood Avenue, and in the Walmart Center in Silva. All three urgent care centers are open from 8 a.m. to 6:30 p.m., 7 days a week.
This is Rhonda Bird back at the Diamond on the River Park, which we ought to call it the freezer box right now. Top of the 10th, Scott's score is tied 7-7, but the umpire have called the game due to the lighting issue, sun going down. I don't know if they were just as cold as we were. And it didn't look like anybody was going to win the game, so there we go, ladies and gentlemen. Pisgah's first game ends up in a tie. 7-7 against T.C. Robertson. Good matchup for the Bears. Minus our three of our key players that are still playing basketball. I think the Bears overall did a good job playing against a team that's already had two or three games. This was our first game. There's some work to be done, don't get me wrong. But, you know, you can't go down with your head hung. Your head down, and the Bears really played, and they fought hard. Like I said, the whole game, they were behind. They had to rally every inning, and it ended up being a 7-7 tie. So, you know, sometimes a tie is better than a loss at this time of the stage of the game. Folks, I am so cold, and it's hard to talk right now. We will be back Monday here at the Diamond on the River Park, where the Pisgah Bears will take on the Swain Maroon Devils at 4 o'clock. And Swain is always a formidable opponent because they're always ranked high in the 1A polls. But Pisgah's ranked 5th in 2A, and I forgot to bring that up in our pregame. And to start off the year, tied 7-7 with a 4A school, that's not bad. So I'm going to say this is Rhonda Bird with my broadcast partner, Chuck Figurenets, which will be back Monday. We will see you back here Monday, 4 o'clock, where the Pisgah Black Bears take on the Swain Maroon Devils. Thank you very much for listening, and goodbye.
Thanks, Rhonda, and go warm yourself, please. This broadcast of Pisgah Sugar Bears Softball has been brought to you by American Pawn and Pickers, Champion Credit Union, MedWest Haywood, Ken Wilson Ford, and B. Allen Construction.